What I marvel at is in assessing the draft and knowing what we knew coming in to last night, you knew when Boston traded down to 3 and Philly went up to 1 that Philly was going to add Markelle Fultz.
Northwest Oklahoma's number one sports station is CTV Sports Radio, 1390 KCRC Enid.
We now interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this special presentation from Chisholm Trail Broadcasting Sports. It's time for Enid Majors Baseball on 1390 KCRC.
Enid Majors Baseball is brought to you by Henniger Henson Funeral Home, Messer Bowers Insurance, Stevens Ford, Baymont Inn and Suites, Jansen GMC, Kuntz Roofing, Interstate All Battery Center of Enid, Godfather's Pizza, The Bank of Kremlin, Ladislaw Evans Funeral Home, Rick's Pharmacy, and The Bike Shop. Let's go down to the field with John Herrick.
Good afternoon and welcome back to David Allen Memorial Ballpark for another edition of Enid Majors Baseball, getting set to come your way on CTV Sports Radio, AM 1390 KCRC. We're also on the web at ctvsports.com and on the free CTV Sports app for your mobile device. I'm John Herrick with you up in the booth. Brady Kokajohn alongside me, and Ricky Rogo is our producer-engineer back in our Enid studios. He'll be helped out later by Lewis Foster. Brady, a tough stretch right now for the Enid Majors. They've lost 5 games in a row. Suffered 2 losses to a very good Oklahoma Expo team on Wednesday night. What do you think they have to do to kind of get things turned around here tonight as they get ready to face the Fort Smith Sportsman team from Arkansas?
Well, John, it's not going to get any better. Fort Smith's got a great ball club, and so does Bartlesville's got a great ball club. But they just got to all come together. It's not so much early still, but they got to come together as a team and make it happen.
When you say not better, you're not going to get much better. You mean the schedule.
The schedule is not going to get much better.
Sean. I think the team's going to get better.
Yeah, of course.
But the schedule is going to continue to get tougher. You got Bartlesville coming in here. That's who the Majors are going to play tomorrow. They're going to play Fort Smith not only in this game, but they're also going to play them tomorrow at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and they'll close out the weekend with a 1 o'clock matinee contest against Bartlesville here at David Allen Ballpark. But the Majors, 10-12, and Majors coach Chris Jensen said this to me, and he also told this to Bruce Campbell from the Enid News and Eagle. The year that the Majors really struggled was a few years ago, kind of like this. They were below 500. It was back in 2011, but they were still able to fight back and make it to the Connie Mack State Tournament semifinals. So, and that was a team I believe you were a part of, Brady. So,
yeah,
this thing can turn around also in no time.
Yeah, of course. It just takes to get on a little run. As you can see in about any tournament, the College World Series, whoever's hot at the end is going to make it happen usually.
It's kind of what happens here. But the Majors are 10-12, and they got ready to play a Fort Smith Sportsman team that just beat the Enid Plainsmen in the game prior to this by a count of 7-0. And once this game is over, the Enid Plainsmen will play the Bartlesville Engines in the final game of the day, scheduled for 8 o'clock. This upcoming game will be a 9-inning affair between the Enid Majors and the Fort Smith Sportsman team from Arkansas. We're going to give you the starting lineups and have first pitch when we come back in just a moment. You're listening to Enid Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Young, beginning, and small farmers and ranchers face special challenges in the ag business. That's why Farm Credit of Enid offers them an extra hand. We have special lending programs for these producers and provide our years of expertise in financial management to help your operation grow. After all, who couldn't use an extra hand in running their ag business? Farm Credit of Enid.
How's that car you're driving right now? Are you ready for a new vehicle? Stewart Nissan in downtown Enid has the perfect car for you. With a wide selection of new Nissans and used vehicles, you may have a hard time finding just one. And when you get a new car from Stewart Nissan, it will last because their service department will keep it like it's always new. If you're driving, keep going to Stewart Nissan and check out the full lot of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Stewart Nissan at 301 North Independence, or visit StewartNissanOfEnid.com.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
Well, let's get give you the starting lineups for this game tonight. The Enid Majors getting ready to play the Fort Smith Sportsmen's. Majors are in their home blue jerseys with white numbers and letters, white pants. Fort Smith, they're also in blue jerseys, but they've got orange numbers and letters, white pants, and hats that are decked out in orange, white, and dark blue. The Majors will lead off with Seth Graves, and he'll be playing second base in tonight's game. Batting second and playing right field is Matt Hopkins, who just came over for the Majors. He played in his first ever contest with the Majors on Wednesday night. And Matt Connerly continues to bat third in the order, but he is the designated hitter for this game. E.J. Taylor batting cleanup, and he'll be staying at first base. Keaton Jones is in. He'll be batting fifth in the order and playing third base. Sixth is Clayton Masters in left field. Seventh is Logan Rutledge, the catcher. Eighth is Lakin Young over at shortstop. Ninth is Ben Marino, the center fielder. And pitching in this game tonight for the Enid Majors is Garrett Dehas of Cimarron High School. The head coach for the Majors, Chris Jensen, he's assisted by Richie Tarango. And for the Fort Smith Sportsmen, they're going to lead off with Kenner Brazier, a center fielder. Batting second is Brock Thibodeau, the shortstop. Third is Ryan Daggs at first base. Fourth is Daniel DeMondesert, the catcher. Fifth is Garrett Carter, the third baseman. Sixth is Bradley Cronister at second base. Seventh is Jake Melton in left field. Eighth is Ethan Rouser, the designated hitter. Ryan Reeves will bat ninth in the order and play right field. The pitcher for Fort Smith is Seth Key. Brady, we just saw this Fort Smith team really put it on the Enid Plainsmen, but to be fair, the Plainsmen didn't have a lot of players that were out. I think they were, a lot of the football players were also participating in, I think, Summer Pride, so Brad Gore's baseball team was a little bit thinner today, but still, we saw what Fort Smith could do, and they can really swing the bats.
Yeah, they still look sharp from when I play. They haven't declined at all, and it's going to be a tough game for the Enid Majors, but I'm eager to see what Dehas is in the starting rotation, as we usually see him as the setup guy or the closer. So I'm really eager to see how Dehas starts tonight as the pitcher.
And also, you know, what is it about this Fort Smith program, Brady, that's made them so successful? Because people aren't probably used to seeing them here at David Allen Ballpark. The Majors have usually typically played them in the Wingett tournament down in Bartlesville, so people around here maybe don't see this team, but you guys used to see them a lot when you were on the road with the Majors and when that tournament was going on. What's always tough about this Fort Smith team?
Well, they got a good history. Coach Trey Pryor has been there for 7 years. They got a guy named Cody Glover you might have heard of for the Nationals. He's on the DL right now, but he's their closer, and he played for this team. So they got major league history on that Fort Smith team. They just got a great history, and they haven't declined at all, John.
Some interesting notes to keep track of here. Seth Graves, normally playing in left field, is playing second base tonight. Keaton Jones, who has not been in the lineup very often as a starter on defense, that's typically been Matt Connerly's spot at third base, but Connerly DHing tonight in this game, and Keaton Jones playing at third base. Lakin Young still at shortstop. You still got Ben Marino in center field. Logan Rutledge is still your catcher, but We saw some errors on Wednesday that are very atypical of the Majors. They came into that game with only 21 errors in 20 games, and they left Wednesday night with 27 because they had 5 in the first game, 1 in the second game, and I know that's something that Chris Jensen probably addressed yesterday in practice.
Yeah, and I noticed a move right off the bat is he's trying to get Clayton Masters out in the outfield, so he's putting Seth Graves at second base. So I'm eager to see how Masters plays left and also how Graves plays second tonight.
Because, you know, that's where Graves has gotten a lot of his work, has been in the outfield. But again, this is a Majors team. You know, no matter what year it is, no matter what their personnel is, you're not going to know exactly for sure who their starters are going to be 1 through 9, undoubtedly, probably until maybe the second week of July before the state tournament.
Of course, John, and when I played, I went from short, left, to right, to catcher, to first. I mean, you got to be versatile, and Connerly is versatile DHing tonight. He can play third, second, and shortstop. So it just depends what you need, who's on the mound for you that night.
Well, also, we got a much more forgiving day of baseball weather-wise on our hands here. It's not quite as hot. I mean, it's still pretty warm. It's 84 degrees at the moment, but we've seen nights where it's been close to 100 degrees or in the upper 90s. So I know, I'm sure as a player, Brady, you always like to have that.
Yeah, of course. And it's really windy today, but being cooler is a cooler breeze. And also, John, I'm eager to see this as a 9-inning ball game. whoever can get to the bullpen first, I think, is going to have an advantage over the other opponent.
Yep. Now, there is typically, in seven-inning games, there's typically an eight-run rule after five, but since this is a nine-inning game, there will be an eight-run rule after seven. Not saying that a run rule will happen in this game. I think it'll be very competitive, but if that happens, just keep that in mind as we go forward. So also, a special presentation here to start off the game. I believe we have these young kids from the Blaze Group who are involved in FFA. They're coming out with all the majors players, and they'll be standing out there for the national anthem. This seems like a pretty cool thing to kind of pay it forward a little bit, doesn't it, Brady?
Yeah, it's an FCA group, John, and I will actually be doing a devotional with them later on in the game, so I get to spend some time with these kids and worship a little bit with them, and pretty neat deal they got going on here.
Any idea what you're going to say?
Oh, yeah, I got it all planned out.
Unfortunately, you're going to be doing it while we're on the radio, so go ahead and just give us a spiel a little bit.
Well, I actually have the devotional about baseball coming in,
yeah.
So I don't know if I want to give it away all yet, but I'm pretty nervous. I've done a couple speaking jobs when I was at Redlands to a bunch of group of kids. But pretty nervous about it, but I'm excited.
Oh, we just know it's about this, baseball and faith. There you go. We're going to take a break for the national anthem, and when we come back, baseball between the Enid Majors and the Fort Smith Sportsmen. You're listening to Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
Do you need money fast? Take your unwanted gold and silver jewelry or tokens to CC Coins and walk out with your pockets full of cold hard cash. CC Coins will pay you top dollar for broken, tarnished, and unused gold and silver items. You can also buy, sell, and trade your coins and currency. From the avid coin collector to the person looking for that special item, you'll find what completes your collection. Go see Clifford at CC Coins, 813 West Main in Enid, PM 001483.
On the baseball field, it's important to be able to count on your teammates. Looking for a teammate you can bank on? You found one at the Bank of Kremlin. They'll offer you a wide variety of services, including loans, CDs, and always great customer service. They are the team that offers more at the Kremlin, North Enid, Goltree, and Drummond branches, and at 430 South Oakwood, the Bank of Kremlin, banking with people you know. Member FDIC.
Warmer weather is on the way. Call Slater Mechanical today to schedule your appointment to have your air conditioner inspected for only $79.95. They are licensed technicians, and for only $79.95, you can have peace of mind that your air conditioner is ready for spring and summer. Get ready for the summer. For only $79.95, Slater Mechanical will inspect your AC. Call Zach and Seth Slater at Slater Mechanical today, 747-3330. That's 747-3330.
Do you have a property you need to sell? Or maybe you're looking for that perfect starter home or dream plot of land? The A-Team, the Coldwell Banker, will work for you and with you to make your transaction as smooth as possible. Let one of the motivated agents at Coldwell Banker help guide you through your home buying or selling process. When it comes to such a big decision, you deserve the best, and you'll only find the best at Coldwell Banker. Call 233-8833 or visit enidsbest.com and let Coldwell Banker do the rest.
You've caught Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
Well, we're getting underway about 15 minutes late. This was originally supposed to be a doubleheader between the Enid Majors and the Fort Smith Kerwins, and then the Kerwins were going to play the Plainsmen, the Enid Plainsmen, at 8 o'clock. Well, the Plainsmen wanted to play another game, and in fairness to the Plainsmen, they were supposed to play Woodward on Tuesday night, but that doubleheader got canceled. So this allowed them to get another game in. Of course, it's all about in the summer, it's all about getting as many games under your belt, repetition as possible. So the Plainsmen wanted to get in on this, and so they ended up playing the Fort Smith Sportsmen in game one here today, lost 7-0. So the Majors are going to end up playing Fort Smith here in this game, and then in the last game of the night, it'll be the Plainsmen taking on the Bartlesville Engines in the final game of the night. And then tomorrow it'll be the Majors against Fort Smith at 3, then the Fort Smith Sportsmen will play Bartlesville at 5, and then it's Bartlesville and the Enid Majors at 7. The one game on Sunday will be at 1 o'clock between Enid and Bartlesville. So a lot of baseball coming your way at David Allen Ballpark this weekend. Let's get you the numbers on the starting pitcher, Garrett Dehas, for the Enid Majors. He has an ERA of 1.24, one save, 11 and a third innings pitched. He has 15 strikeouts to 5 walks. He has allowed just 5 hits. But he has been a big part of what the Cimarron baseball team has done, not only making the spring state tournament, but also the fall baseball state tournament. And he will face the pecking order of Kenner Brazier, the center fielder, Brock Thibodeau, the shortstop, and Ryan Daggs, the first baseman, the first three guys up in the order for the Fort Smith Sportsmen. Earlier today, Kenner Brazier, in the game against the Enid Plainsmen, he went 1-for-3 with 2 walks. Majors trying to stop a 5-game losing skid, and Kenner Brazier will step on into the left-handed batter's box. Majors in the first base dugout, as they always are, and Fort Smith in the third base dugout. Wind blowing out to right. Right-handed Dehas against the left-handed Brazier. The fastball from Dehas in there for a strike, and it's a beauty. 83 miles an hour. Making the count 0-1. Pitch number 2 on its way. This is outside this time, 1-1. I'm sure we'll also see Colton Troxell pitching this weekend for the Majors, 1-1. Rip and a miss by Brazier. He falls behind, 1-2. Nothing but fastballs so far from Garrett Dehas, but he is throwing it hard. 1-2 to Brazier. Just a bit high, 2-2. Majors defense, you got Clayton Masters in left, Ben Marino in center, Matt Hopkins is in right, Keaton Jones third, Lake and Young at short, Seth Graves at second, E.J. Taylor on first, Logan Rutledge behind the dish, and Garrett Dehas the pitcher, and Dehas just ran the count full with that pitch up and away, 3-2. More crowds starting to file in, most of them all sitting in the seats in front of the concession stand, 3-2, cut on and missed, and that is Garrett Dehas' 16th strikeout of the summer for the Enid Majors. Now, as he looks sharp early. Brock Thibodeau is next. And in the game against the Plainsmen earlier today, Thibodeau was walked twice. He was 1-for-3, and he scored a run. He lines this first pitch up and out of the ballpark foul, 0-1. And literally every single one of those kids from Blaze, from the FCA, they're all going after that foul ball. It's funny, when you're a kid, that's all you want to do. Then when you get to be a teenager and you get assigned to chase foul balls, you're not wild about it. Another foul ball hit back to the net this time by Thibodeau, 0-2. Man in the on-deck circle, Ryan Daggs, goes and picks up the stray ball and heads back over towards his dugout. Dehas, see if he can strike out Thibodeau here. Nope, Thibodeau pops it up. It's in the air, right side, might stay fair. Diving after it is Matt Hopkins. He holds on for the catch. He leapt out in foul territory and made a very nice play in right field. Two away.
Chris Jensen, before the game, he was really high on Hopkins and Wright, and I can see why now.
After he got off to a tough start in Wednesday night's doubleheader, when he was the losing pitcher in the first game, and I think he committed an error in right. After that, he made some really good plays. And he also has a really good arm. That's what's most impressive about him. Ryan Daggs, the first baseman, checks in. He had a really good game against the Plainsmen in the game before this, as he knocks his first pitch back to the net, 0-1. He was 2-for-3 with a run scored, and he also had 2 driven in the Fort Smith 7-0 victory in the game prior to this, the 0-1. That time, Dehas went with an off-speed pitch and missed high, 1-1. We are underway between the Enid Majors and the Fort Smith Sportsmen. And we are scoreless so far. 2 out, nobody on. Top of the first, the 1-1. Low and inside, ball 2. Majors will lead off with Seth Graves, Matt Hopkins, and Matt Connerly in the bottom of the first. 2-1, kick and fire, and he pulls it over to third, right to Keaton Jones. Jones's throw, though, high, and it bounces off the wall. So Jones did really, I thought, what was probably the hardest part. It was kind of a hard-hit ball right to him at third, and then he just airmailed it over the head of E.J. Taylor. So that'll be an error to start the game for Keaton Jones, and that puts Ryan Daggs on base first.
Now batting number six,
first baseman to reach for the Fort Smith Sportsman. That'll bring up Daniel DeMondesert, who has one of the world's longest last names. I mean, it is just... It looks like demon and desert put together, or demon and desert put together, but it's DeMondesert. Fastball inside, ball one.
And John, with this nine-inning game, errors will hurt because that means it'll put Diaz's pitch count up.
Yep. Oh, and outside on that one, one ball, one strike. So, yeah, he, and again, errors are never good, but now that you know this game's going to go longer, your bullpen is also going to probably be tested here. 1-1 pitch, low and inside, ball two. So the majors got through the first two guys with relative ease, but then an error by Keaton Jones keeps the inning alive. 2-1, fanned by DeMondesert that time. 2-2. In the game before this, DeMondesert was 2-for-5 with a run scored. Really, I mean, a really good collective effort for Fort Smith in their first outing today. 2-2, got jammed, but he blooped it back to the net foul. That ball went fair. Would have been likely an out, but he was able to just get a piece of it and stay alive. DeMondesert a right-hander, so is Garrett Diaz. And the 2-2 on its way. Wow, that looked awfully good. I guess it missed the outside corner. 3-2.
I really like their setup there, though. They went on a fastball inside jam, then went with a curveball in the outside corner. Really like the pitch call there.
No score early, top of the first between the Enid Majors and the Fort Smith Sportsmen. Two down in the inning. Diaz winds and fires, and another foul off by Daniel DeMondesert. The Bike Shop is Northwest Oklahoma's only Oakley premium dealer with the area's largest selection of Oakley sunglasses, parts, and accessories. Let Micah and the crew at the Bike Shop outfit your team in stylish Oakley eyewear at the corner of Randolph and Independence in downtown Enid. 3-2, low and inside, ball four. And plus, if you tell Micah you heard this ad, you'll get 10% off your next Oakley purchase at the Bike Shop. They're proud to support the Enid Majors for another summer. That puts runners on first and second now for Garrett Carter. So we got a battle of Garrett's here. Garrett Diaz for the Enid Majors against Garrett Carter, the third baseman for Fort Smith. He was 2-for-4 in the game before with a hit by pitch and a run scored. And the first one from Diaz comes up and away, ball one. The other thing that hurts this, Brady, is just one mistake and how it changes the entire complexion of an inning. You hope that it doesn't get any worse than this, the 1-0. Well, he chased it and missed up and away, one ball, one strike.
Well, it changes the whole momentum of the whole inning. And Diaz is like, well, I should have been out of that already,
yep.
You know. And, you know, it just kind of puts his mood a little differently.
The 1-1 to Carter. Just off the corner, 2-1. And Garrett Diaz about to throw his 25th pitch after what looked like he might be out of this inning after about 12 pitches. The 2-1, skied in to right, foul territory. E.J. Taylor chasing after it. He can't get there. He almost made a really tough over-the-shoulder catch, but again, wind is wreaking havoc. It's blowing out to right. We did have some rainfall. It was not very much, but there was some rain that fell a little bit in the first game between the Plainsmen and Fort Smith. And when I was making my way over here, just past 3 o'clock, it sprinkled, which helped probably because it helps make it feel a little bit cooler outside. And we'll do the 2-2 over again to Garrett Carter with runners on first and second for Fort Smith. Breaking ball high, ball three. Carter adjusts his helmet, puts his bat behind his head, and awaits the 3-2, the payoff, and he skies it into right. It's shallow enough that Hopkins is there to call for it. Lost his hat on the way over there, but he was able to catch it to end the top of the first. No runs, no hit, but an error, and two men left on base for Fort Smith. We're scoreless after one half inning. This is Majors Baseball from CTB Sports.
While the kids play, let Baymont Inn & Suites take you away on your next Enid's Day. Games at David Allen Ballpark, business brings you to town, or are you just passing through? Count on Baymont Inn & Suites making you feel at home. Convenient to the ballpark, shopping and dining with an indoor pool, fitness center, complimentary hot breakfast, and free Wi-Fi, Baymont Inn is pet-friendly with friendly folks to make your stay satisfactory. Baymont Inn & Suites, 3614 West Garriott in Enid. Call 580-234-6800. Or go to BaymontInn.com.
I'm John Bowers, and for 80 years now, Messer Bowers Insurance has been helping families and business owners by tailoring the right insurance products to fit the individual needs of each policyholder and providing the service to back it up. In that time, we've worked with thousands of business owners to set up insurance programs that help make them grow and prosper. The right insurance program really is an important part of any business. If you're a business owner or if you're thinking of starting a new business, put our experience to work for you. Messer Bowers Insurance, 80 years strong, 233-1442.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
Well, Fort Smith did get a couple of runners on base via the walk and also an error, but they came up empty, and we're scoreless going to the bottom of one. Enid Majors Baseball, brought to you in part by Interstate All Battery Center of Enid. Are you looking for a special battery? Not sure what kind you need? Just ask Interstate All Battery Center of Enid. They've got it all. Interstate All Battery Center of Enid. Every battery for every need at 5601 West Garriott Road in Enid. Leadoff man for the Majors is Seth Graves. And he will start us off here. He leads the team in batting average at .409 and on-base percentage at .527. Sees ball one float in from the starting pitcher, Seth Key. One ball, no strikes. Graves, an Edmund Memorial High School graduate. 1-0 pitch. Rips it right over to the first baseman, Ryan Daggs. It was good contact by Seth Graves, but a line shot right to the first baseman, Daggs, and that's one out.
Now batting number 28, Matt Hopkins.
So Matt Hopkins, the newest Enid major, playing right field today. So far as a major, he's 2-for-4. And the pitch, a check swing, and it goes bouncing off of the catcher, Daniel DeMondesert. One ball, no strikes. Jake Melton's the left fielder for Fort Smith. Kenner Brazier's in center. Ryan Reeves is in right. Garrett Carter on third. Brock Thibodeau is short. And the 1-0 ripped into the left, foul. One ball, one strike. Bradley Cronister is at second base. Ryan Daggs at first. Daniel DeMondesert is the catcher. And Seth Key is the pitcher. One ball, one strike. Wind up in the pitch. Rip and a miss. 1-2. 70-mile-an-hour off-speed that time. After Hopkins, it's Matt Connerly. The 1-2. Goes flying past the catcher, DeMondesert, bouncing high into the air, 2-2. Again, this is a 9-inning game, 2-2 pitch, and Hopkins couldn't get it. Ripped his bat around, came up with nothing but air that time, 2 down. In a scoreless game so far between the Enid Majors and the Fort Smith Sportsmen. Matt Connerly is next. He's batting .293 with the Majors. He's heading into his sophomore season at NOC Enid. 7 runs batted in. He has scored 8 runs and has drawn 8 walks. And the lefty sees a fastball high and away. Ball 1, 82-mile-an-hour throw from Seth Key. See if Connerly can stay alive for the cleanup man, E.J. Taylor. 1-0. Almost hit Connerly in the leg as it bounces all the way to the wall. 2-0. Really good crowd on hand here. I think a lot of parents of that FCA group are out in support. 2-0. Connerly bounces it over to second, into the glove of Cronister, loses his bat, and Cronister still picks it up and throws him out. I thought maybe the bat might go further than the ball initially, and I think it broke. Yeah, the bat broke. Connerly almost, to be honest, got a base hit out of it, but the second baseman, Cronister, dug it out of there for the third and final out. Through one inning of play, we are scoreless between the Enid Majors and Fort Smith. This is Majors Baseball from CTB Sports.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship for the broadcast of this ballgame. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
Well, we've had a bizarre error. We've had a broken bat. We've had two runners get on base for Fort Smith and a sharp ground out by Matt Connerly. But all of that has led to no score so far between the Enid Majors and the Fort Smith Sportsmen. I'm John Herrick along with Brady Kokajohn up in the booth. Lewis Foster is our producer-engineer back in our Enid studios. Bradley Cronister, Jake Melton, and Ethan Rouser. Up first for Fort Smith. Batters 6, 7, and 8 in their order. Cronister, second baseman for this game, a left-hander. And in the game prior to this, he was 1 for 4 with a walk and a run scored against the Enid Plainsmen. Takes the ball outside. One ball, no strikes from Garrett Dehatz. Kicking the deal. On the inside corner from Garrett that time. 1-1. Of course, all members of the Dehatz family, I think they've been at every Enid Majors game. Tonight's no different, 1-1, fouled out of play, 1-2. You know they're all going to come out in full force tonight, especially with Garrett pitching. Really excited about that. Garrett's played a lot of different places. He's been the DH, he's been the third baseman. Now he's pitching. And the 1-2, here it is, pulled over to second. Seth Graves waiting on it, he's there and throws him out. One up, one down in the top of the second. Majors Baseball brought to you in part by Godfather's Pizza. Voted the best pizza in Enid. Find them today at 2101 West Garriott Road in Enid. That is Godfather's Pizza.
Number one, Jake Melton.
Jake Melton, the left fielder, a right-hander versus the right-handed Dehatz. Melton was very good in the game before this. 2 for 3, the 2 runs scored against the Plainsmen, but he falls behind here 0-1. He was also hit by a pitch in that game. The 0-1 hits the corner, 0-2.
You know, it's very interesting to me, John. You know, I said earlier, Dehatz, usually a setup closer guy. Really sharp so far. I'd like to see how long he can keep that.
0-2, breaking ball, chopped over towards first, and it will bounce foul and roll back out onto the field. So the right fielder, Matt Hopkins, will have to come up and throw it back in. And get rid of the foul ball and continue play here. A lot of guys going to Carl Albert State College from this Fort Smith team. That 0-2 pitch is high and in, ball one. Carl Albert in Poto, Oklahoma. Probably not far away from Arkansas. Really far away from here. The 1-2 on its way. Chased it and missed, and Dehatz fooled him. So Garrett Dehatz with his second strikeout. That is two down now in the top of the second. Nothing between the Majors and Fort Smith. Ethan Rouser is next. Undecided on his college choice. The guys that are going to Carl Albert, DJ Reeves, also Garrett Carter, who we've seen, Kenner Brazier, who we've seen, and Ryan Horn, who's not in the lineup for this game. Pitch bounces in. Actually, it hits the inside corner for a strike, 0-1. Boy, Dehatz has really settled into a groove now. 0-1. Just missed outside. 1-1.
I really like how he's been using that changeup, John. Mm-hmm. And for him to be a starter for this Majors team, he's going to have to use that changeup rather than using that fastball and curveball as a setup guy.
1-1. Almost hit Rouser in the foot. 2-1. Majors nothing. Fort Smith nothing. Top of the second. 2 outs. Nobody on for Fort Smith. They're trying to keep the inning going with Ethan Rouser, who's the 8-hole hitter. 2-1. Goes off the glove of Rutledge, who tried to stop it from going to the wall, but it went back there. Makes the count 3-3. Coming out of the dugout to get that, Matt Connerly, and he hands it back to the home plate umpire. 3-1 pitch to Rouser. Bounces low for 4. Well, for the second straight inning, Garrett Dehas has issued a 2-out walk. Ryan Reeves is the next batter. He went to a Greenwood High School in Arkansas, just graduated from there this year. He was 1-for-3 against the Plainsmen with a walk, and he also drove 2 in. Dehas leads off with a pitch, fastball, low and inside, 1. So once again, Fort Smith has kept this inning alive with 2 outs. Clouds are in the sky, but it is a beautiful day for baseball. Wind is blowing hard out to right. You can see the American flag in right center field just waving back and forth speedily. 1-0 pitch popped up high in the air in the infield. This should be playable for Dehas, the pitcher, and it falls right into his glove for the third out of the top of the second. No runs, no hits, no errors. Fort Smith does leave a man on base, and we are still knotted up at nothing-nothing through an inning and a half. This is Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Imagine, you're reading a book, there's a pretty decent buildup, and you turn the page anxious to see what's next. The end. Don't let your education be like that book that you just threw across the room. With convenient locations in Tonkawa, Enid, and Stillwater, Northern Oklahoma College can be the next chapter in your life. Enrollment for the summer and fall semester is now open, so visit us at noc.edu to learn more. And remember, don't settle for an unfinished story. Turn your future into something epic with Northern Oklahoma College.
Northern Oklahoma College.
Swing and a miss, and the Kankakee Community College Cavaliers have won the World Series for the first time in school history.
Kankakee Cavaliers, you just won the national championship. Where are you guys going to go?
Wings to go, don't you know?
It was an honor to be teamed up with Chisholm Elite and the Kankakee Cavaliers for this year's World Series. Wings to go would like to thank everyone involved, from volunteers, sponsors, and everyone at David Allen who helped make Enid shine this past year.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
And we'll start off with batters 4, 5, and 6 for the Majors in the bottom of the second of a nothing-nothing affair between the Enid Majors and the Fort Smith Sportsmen. Taylor takes a breaking ball in for a strike. What a night Taylor had, and amidst what was a tough night Wednesday for the Majors on Wednesday, E.J. Taylor homered twice, the 0-1 to him. Hits this one over to second base. Scooped up by Bradley Cronister. He'll throw EJ out. One up, one down quickly after two pitches. EJ's batting average, by the way, is now .412.
Now batting number 11, Keaton Jones.
Keaton Jones is next. I think I might have said Seth Graves led the team in batting average. It's actually Taylor, slightly, by a few percentage points. Keaton Jones, who we haven't seen bat in a while, fouls the first pitch off, 0-1. But he's batting .333. That's because he's 2-of-6. This is just his 11th plate appearance on the summer. He just graduated from Elk City High School. .01 from Seth Key. And Jones belts it into left. It might get down. Nope, the left fielder, Jake Melton, had a good read on it. And it falls into his glove for the second out. Clayton Masters, the next batter for the Majors. Cimarron High School product, and he will graduate from there next year. Masters averaging .259 at the plate, 7-of-27 this summer. He's been hit by a pitch the most on the Majors, and he moves ahead in the count here, 1-ball, no strikes, as that 83-mile-an-hour fastball from Seth Key couldn't hit the strike zone. The second pitch, hit back up the middle, goes almost through, grabbed by Thibodeau, on to first, does not get Masters. Good hustle by Clayton Masters. That'll be an infield hit for him because that was a tough play for Brock Thibodeau. So the Majors get their first hit of the game, and they keep this inning alive in the process here in the bottom of the second, 2 outs. They now have a runner on first in a scoreless ball game.
Now
Logan Rutledge will come on up, and Rutledge, whose batting average was in about the high 150s earlier this summer, now it's .222. He has a run driven in. He is 6-of-27. has scored 3 runs and has been walked 5 times. He'll be a junior at Kingfisher High School next year. He pops the first pitch up over our heads, foul, 0-1. How about that hit by Clayton Masters, Brady? Right where it needed to be, really.
Right up the middle.
Seth Key had kind of reached his glove out, tried to grab it, but he really couldn't get there. 0-1. Breaks down and away for ball one. 66-mile-an-hour curve. Busy night for baseball at David Allen Ballpark. Seth Key looks over at first and throws now to try to get Masters, but he can't. Masters has not stolen a base for the majors this summer. See if he tries to do it here with 2 outs. 1-1 to Rutledge, and it's low and inside. Ball two. Rutledge sticks his hand out and says, Clayton, hold up. It's really important for that runner to follow what the batter is telling him. He's saying, hey, come on in, or hey, stay right where you are. That's a pretty good indicator of what that runner should do. 2-1, and Rutledge could not catch up to that 81-mile-an-hour fastball. He's a bit behind it, 2-2. Majors nothing, Fort Smith nothing.
That would be a good time to steal, I think, John, right here with Clayton. Got good speed.
He is going to try that, and it's a hit and run that they tried to orchestrate, but Rutledge fouls it back to the net, and Masters will have to head from second back to first as it was fouled off. So, question is, what does Seth Key do now? The pitcher for Fort Smith. I would think he'd throw over there. Doesn't look like he's going to, though. Instead, Rutledge calls for time.
The old cat and mouse game,
yep.
John.
And you've been on both sides of it, Brady, as a pitcher and a hitter, haven't you?
I hate it. I hate the pause. I hate it. Drives me crazy.
2-2. And Rutledge fans another fastball. Couldn't catch the 82-mile-an-hour heave from Seth Key. In that inning for the majors, no runs, a hit, no errors. They do leave a man on first. And we're still scoreless after 2 innings of play. This is Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship of the broadcast of this ball game. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
You've caught Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
And we've played 2 innings here at David Allen Ballpark between the Enid Majors and the Fort Smith Sportsmen. I'm John Herrick along with Brady Kokajohn. Lewis Foster is our producer-engineer. Majors Baseball brought to you in part by Ladislaw Evans Funeral Home. They've always had a vision to continue serving the Enid community with sincere dedication and commitment. They've been serving Enid and the surrounding areas for over 40 years with compassionate service and dedication. Stop by and see them at 2800 North Van Buren in Enid or go to their website, LadislawEvans.com, to learn more. In your time of need, Ladislaw Evans is there for you. Kenner Brazier begins the inning. We're at the top of the order for Fort Smith, and DeHaas misfires on a fastball upstairs. Logan Rutledge couldn't get his full glove on it. Goes off his glove to the wall. 1 ball, no strikes. Kenner Brazier is 0 for 1 with a strikeout swinging in this game. The 1-0 just missed outside. 2-0. 80-mile-an-hour fastball from Garrett DeHaas. He kicks and fires. Right on the corner, 2-1. When this umpire makes a strike call, he holds his finger up and points to the right, but boy, he takes his sweet time doing it. 2-1, lifted back up and out of play, 2-2.
And John, lately, a lot of these umpires have been doing that. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I have. I don't like it. 2-2, fouled off. You know who else doesn't like it? The guy who runs the umpire organization here, especially during the Connie Mack State Tournament National Regional, Doug McClure, he does not like that. He tells those umpires to be authoritative with your strike call and quick about it. And I believe it because he umpired the NJCAA Division II World Series Championship game, the 2-2, slapped into right for a base hit. Well, I guess that breaks up Garrett Diaz's no-hitter. He had given up no hits through two. So a base hit for Kenner Brazier to right. That brings up Brock Thibodeau, the shortstop, who flew out to right. And when he umpired that game, every single ball and strike call was, I mean, automatic. I mean, he did not, whenever he made his call, he made it. And he stuck by it.
And that's the way it should be.
Exactly,
John.
Yeah. Fastball here from Dehas works for a strike, 0-1. Because baseball is fighting this problem where they're trying to find ways to speed the game up. And that's one way that an umpire can help speed the game up. 0-1. High. Runner goes. Throw from Rutledge down to second. Nearly got him. It was a good attempt. Graves applied the tag on Brazier, but Brazier had him beat by just a smidge. So now Ford Smith has a runner in scoring position on second base with nobody out. Top of the third of a scoreless game between the Enid Majors and the Fort Smith Sportsmen. The 1-1. Missed upstairs, 2-1. To Brock Thibodeau. So we began this third inning with the top of the order for Fort Smith. When we go to the bottom of the third inning, it'll be batters 8, 9, and 1 for the Enid Majors of Lake and Young, Ben Marino, and Seth Graves. 2-1. Curves just outside, ball 3. Diaz hasn't gotten in a ton of these high counts in a while, but this is one of them. 3-1 pitch. Almost hit him inside, ball 4. So that's the third walk dealt by Garrett Diaz. It puts runners on first and second for Fort Smith with nobody out in the top of the third, and that draws the concern of Majors coach Chris Jensen. He's going to go out and talk to his entire infield. The Bank of Kremlin has 5 locations to serve you in Kremlin, North Enid, Drummond, Goltry, and their Oakwood branch in Enid. Banking with the people you know, that's the Bank of Kremlin. Proud to support the Enid Majors. Member FDIC. Each team has a hit so far in this one. One error by Enid. That was from third baseman Keaton Jones. And even though we've been scoreless through 2-plus innings, there have been interesting moments for sure. It's just that both teams have failed to get a run across. Jensen's conversation is over. E.J. Taylor then says something to Garrett Diaz as he heads back towards first base. I'll tell you what, Brady, just getting the vibe down in that dugout, kind of feels like E.J. Taylor is turning into a real leader among those guys.
He really is, and I really like to see that. They really need a leader like him to step up, and Matt Connerly is a good leader as well. I know for sure, so.
Enid folks better get to know E.J. pretty well. Ryan Daggs is the next batter. He tries to lay a bunt down, and it is a beauty. Down the third base line, Jones picks and throws to first, and that goes wide to Graves. And that will score a run, and Fort Smith is on the board first, 1-0. So that'll go down as an error on Jones. He just rushed the throw. And that, ironically enough, that has happened both times that Ryan Daggs has been up. He has reached on that error by Keaton Jones 2 times. So Fort Smith gets on the board first, 1-0, and Brock Thibodeau ends up on third. So Fort Smith has runners on the corners with nobody out here in the top of three with Daniel DeMondesert, who walked and was stranded on first, backed in the second. First pitch swinging up in the air, and the ball goes out of play, 0-1.
If you're Garrett Diaz right now, just limit the damage early, get through this inning, and we'll see what happens.
Looks like Carson Barnett is the lucky Enid Major that gets to go out of the dugout and track down that foul ball. 0-1 to Daniel, and it's just outside, ball one. And that's the other fry thing that's got to be frustrating if you're Garrett. When he's missed on a few of these pitches, it's literally been by an inch or two. I mean, it's right there on the, if it's not quite on the corner, it's just outside or maybe too far inside, 1-1. Now, that one was a bouncer, low to the plate, gloved well by Logan Rutledge, 2-1. That's another positive thing for the majors there. Logan Rutledge, the catcher, has had an outstanding summer behind home plate. He's been busy throwing guys out, blocking pitches well, 2-1 pitch. Smashed into right by DeMondezer. Going back, Clayton Masters. He's there to make the catch. Tagging up, though, is Thibodeau, and he'll score. So it's 2-0 Fort Smith. RBI sack fly for Daniel DeMondezer. And the lead for Fort Smith is now 2-0, and they've done it all on one hit.
Garrett Carter.
Ryan Daggs stays on first base, and that's just the first out of the top of the third inning. Garrett Carter, 0-for-1 with a fly out to right in this game. Right-hander versus the right-handed DeHass, and DeHass rifles ball one into him. So Carter, one of those players that's going to Carl Albert State College next year. Actually, he's already there. He graduated from Spiro High School last year. 1-0 pitch. Strike, 1-1. And the thing is, Fort Smith is, you know, a lot more like the majors in terms of age. You got some guys who are, you know, high school graduates, maybe just finished up their freshman year of college. 1-1. Up and in, 2-1. In fact, I would say, based on age, I would say that they're probably a bit older than the majors, because the majors have a lot of guys that are still juniors in high school. The 2-1 to Carter. Hits the inside corner for a strike, 2-2. Fort Smith has taken a 2-0 lead on the Enid Majors in the top of the third inning, one out. DeHass looks over at first, sets and fires. And he bounces it foul over towards the Fort Smith dugout. So we'll do the 2-2 over again.
And back to the age thing, John. I was just looking. Garrett DeHass is one of the younger kids on this majors team.
He is.
He's got a huge upside to him.
DeHass family very into sports. 2-2, high and outside on that fastball. 3-2. His brother Stetson was a baseball and a basketball player at Cimarron. And then I remember when Garrett was hearing stories about Garrett when he was a middle school when he was playing for the junior high team, about how good of a basketball player he was going to be along with a baseball player. Well, his height was what everybody saw. 3-2, smashed into center. Ben Marino backpedaling, and he is there to make the catch. For a second, I thought maybe Ben Marino might have run up too much and might have overran it, but he was able to have good recovery speed and back up and catch the ball in center for the second out of the top of the third. And Bradley Chronister will try to keep the top of the third going and add to this Fort Smith 2-0 lead on the Enid Majors. Chronister in this game, 0-for-1 with a bounce out to second. DeHass checks the runner at first in Daggs, and the pitch fouled off, 0-1. Left-handed Chronister against the right-handed DeHass. In fact, Garrett DeHass's brother Stetson in the house watching this game along with most of his family members. The 0-1 almost hit him in the head, 1-1. I wonder if that was possibly a pitch out meant to go outside to check the runner on first and the pitch came back inside, because Logan Rutledge, the catcher, looked surprised at where that was going. The 1-1. This time it goes outside and it's low, 2-1. That is a really interesting trick by Rutledge. He tried to act like it was a wild pitch to try to bait the runner, Daggs, into going to second. Daggs, though, didn't fall for it, and it's 2-1. Again, one of the reasons why, if you're the runner, you got to pay attention to what your batter's telling you. 2-1. Fouls it off. 2-2.
I really like that baseball IQ there by Rutledge. Mm-hmm. It's not going to hurt anything.
Yeah.
So, I mean, might as well give it a shot.
And if he falls for it and you throw him out, boy, you look awfully smart. You might make Sports Center.
You might. You never know, John.
Chronister fouls that one off, 2-2. So Chronister putting together a good battle here against Garrett Dehas, just keeps on hitting balls back to the net. 2-2 again. This time he stays away from it. Good eye. It was up and outside the zone to run the count full. 3-2 to Bradley Chronister.
What's also interesting, John, is that's Garrett Dehas' 72nd pitch.
Wow. 3-2, runner goes, and it's ball four. It's also his fourth walk now, so puts runners on first and second with two outs. Fort Smith already ahead, 2-0. Jake Melton, 0-1 with a strikeout swinging. Garrett Dehas would love nothing more than to get strikeout number three on Melton here. Ball one thrown, but there were a lot of walks issued by the Plainsmen in the last game. Let's see. Brazier had two walks. So did Thibodeau. Also a walk with Chronister, Rouser, and Reeves. 7 walks in the first game. The 1-0 in there for a strike. 1-1. So you could argue, some people might say, well, that wasn't the greatest pitching by the Plainsmen. I would tend to, yeah, that's probably true, but you also have to give a lot of credit to Fort Smith. They take what the defense and the pitcher is giving them. The 1-1 misses upstairs, 2-1.
And a little comparison to the Expos, same batting approach, John.
Yeah. That 2-1 pitch is low and inside, ball three. So Garrett Dehas, another pitch away from potentially walking another runner here, which would load the bases for a Fort Smith team that already has a 2-0 lead. 3-1, too far inside, ball four. And a good job by Jake Melton. He even turned and looked back at the home plate umpire and said, "Are you sure?" And he said, "Yep, take your base."
Number 9, Ethan Rouser.
Ethan Rouser was the second guy walked by Dehas back in the second inning. You walk Rouser here, you score a run. Dehas winds and fires. Strike, 0-1. This is the top of the third inning, 2 outs in it. Started with a single by Brazier, then a walk by Thibodeau. Ryan Daggs reached on an error by Keaton Jones. A fly out to left and then one to center by DeMond Desert and Garrett Carter, 0-1. Sails outside, 1-1. But then back-to-back walks to Bradley Chronister and Jake Melton with two outs have extended the top of the third. 1-1 to Ethan. Big cut and a miss, 1-2. Garrett Dehas with an 83-mile-an-hour fastball there.
And Chris Jensen wants to go with Dehas as long as he can because of the 9-inning ball game.
1-2. Can't convert that for a strike. 2-2. And because he's probably got what he's probably set up his pitching the way he wants to use it the rest of the weekend. The 2-2, and Dehas gets out of that pickle by striking out Ethan Rouser. However, Fort Smith gets on the board first with two runs there in that inning with a hit, an error, and the Fort Smith sportsmen do leave 2 men on base. They take a 2-0 lead on the Enid Majors going to the bottom of the third. This is Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Dependability and dedication. That's what makes Messer Bowers Insurance the only call you need to make for your business insurance. At Messer Bowers, we understand that the success of your business can depend on the right commercial insurance program, one that covers your exposures to crippling losses and certifies to your customers that you have the right insurance coverages to work for them. Thousands of contractors have depended on Messer Bowers Insurance to make sure they can do their job and not worry about insurance for over 50 years. Messer Bowers Insurance, 233-1442.
If you've been wondering when the best time to buy a home or refinance the home you have is, and you've been hesitant to take the plunge because you're afraid you and your money will get all wet, then let us help you. At Security National Bank, we know that making a decision about your home can be daunting, if not a little scary. That is why Security National Bank stands ready to answer your questions, help you avoid hidden costs, and most importantly, get you into a home with financing you can live with. Call Security National Bank of Vena today, your equal housing lender and member FDIC, 234-5151.
Catch the St. Louis Cardinals on CTV Sports Radio,
1390 KCRC Enid.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
And we are in the bottom half of inning number three. Just beginning it with Lakin Young, Ben Marino, and Seth Graves. Batters 8, 9, and 1 for the Majors, who find themselves behind against the Fort Smith Sportsmen. Say that three times fast. And the count is already 0-2 to Lakin Young from Seth Key, who has two strikeouts already. And the 0-2 is outside for ball one. Lakin Young with the Majors, hitting 214 with a run driven in. And he has a good eye again. 2-2. He's tied for third on the team with walks, with eight of them. 2-2 pitch. Put in play over towards the shallow left side of the infield. Scooped up by Garrett Carter. And he threw to first and got Young. Smart play by Garrett Carter, knowing that Thibodeau from short was charging. But if he waited until Thibodeau got that, Lakin Young would have probably been safe at first. So Carter took the initiative and grabbed the ball and threw out Young. One down. Ben Marino is up next for the Majors.
As a third baseman, you're told to get everything you can, John.
Mm-hmm. Marino looks at ball one outside. Ben, this season for the Majors, hitting 258. He's 8 of 31. Two driven in, seven runs scored, and he lines that back up the middle past Brock Thibodeau. Thibodeau laid out for it. Almost grabbed it, but it just got by him. And we are back at the top of the order for the Majors with Seth Graves, who hit a really sharp line drive right to the first baseman, Ryan Daggs, to begin the game. Very close to being a base hit and possibly an extra base hit. 2-0 the lead for Fort Smith. Majors trying to get back in it. Outside, ball one. And that's one thing, Brady, that's hurt the Majors the last couple of nights out. Slow starts.
Mm-hmm. And we had a tough time at the beginning of the year with that tough first start.
1-0 pitch, and Graves watches it go by for ball two. 2-0 on the 80-mile-an-hour fastball from Seth Key. Just past the 6 o'clock hour here in downtown Enid. Majors trying to stop a 5-game losing skid. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss by Graves. 2-1. At one point, this Majors offense was averaging 8 runs a game offensively. Now they're averaging less than 4. Competition has a lot to do with that, though. In the qualifier, and then they play the Expos on Wednesday. The 2-1, topped foul, 2-2. The hit and run was on. Ben Marino was trying to steal second. Now he's going to have to go back. Marino leads the team in stolen bases for the Majors with 4 of them. Tying run is at the plate for Enid, but they're behind against the Fort Smith Sportsmen, 2-0. Graves wearing that light blue helmet, as he always does. Graves is undecided on his college choice yet. I would think he'd be making a decision soon. 2-2. Ball three. I'm sure that baseball championship he won with the Edmund Memorial Bulldogs, not this past year, but the year prior, probably one of his best memories from high school.
Here would be a good running situation, John.
3-2. Nope, don't have to worry about that, as Key misses on a breaking ball outside for ball four. That's the first walk issued by Seth Key. Puts runners on first and second for the Majors with one out in the bottom of the third behind 2-0. Jansen GMC is celebrating 50 years serving Enid. They're proud to be your truck company. Drive a little, save a lot at Jansen GMC. 2602 North Van Buren in Enid. Jansen GMC cheering for the Majors this summer. Matt Hopkins struck out swinging in the first. Majors did get their first hit of the game back in the second, but left Clayton Masters on first. Hopkins takes a strike, 0-1. Daniel DeMond-Desert had a quick word out on the mound with Seth Key between catcher and pitcher. Train is coming. Can hear it off in the distance. It's going to get louder. 0-1. And Hopkins was behind it, 0-2. Small lead for Marino at second and from Graves at first. Key tries to go for the jugular here and strike out Hopkins. But then he, right before he was about to throw the pitch, he steps off the mound and looks at both runners. Tries to collect his thoughts as he gets back in. One out, bottom of three, 2-0 the lead for Fort Smith. The 0-2, and he got Hopkins to go down again. So Hopkins has struck out swinging both times at bat in this game tonight. Matt Connerly will try to continue the third inning for the majors. Connerly's had a lot of timely hits in his career, both with the majors and with the NOC Enid Jets.
Connerly switched back to a metal bat, John.
And he was teammates with Seth Graves. Now playing at NOC Enid. Fouls that one off. 0-1. Yeah, remember the last time up, Connerly did break his bat on a wood bat, so he's back to the aluminum bat. Train coming from our left to our right. Seth Key. Wheels and deals. Connerly hits it into left. Now it looks like it's going shallower and shallower, and Jake Melton reaches out and makes the catch as he almost falls down in the process, but that takes care of the third inning. No runs, a hit with no errors. And the majors leave two men aboard through three. Fort Smith 2, the Enid Majors nothing. This is Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Welcome back. Hilarious hashtags brought to you by Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment and Echo Power.
Said I needed a new blower. Lady showed me a hair dryer. Hashtag should have gone to Jack's.
First guy told me, replace your edger. Took it to Jack's. Turns out it needed gas. Hashtag glad I went to Jack's.
At Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment, we sell and service reliable equipment that lasts for years with reliable brands like Echo. Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment at 1321 North Van Buren in Enid. Come here first. You won't regret it.
Encouragement. Would you like to hear genuine words of encouragement? Where can you hear those words today? For many, the answer is the church. It's here you receive words of encouragement of the never-ending love Jesus has for you, that God does have a plan for your life, and there's a special place reserved for you in the family of God. We are the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Visit this weekend and hear the words of encouragement you've been missing. To find out more, check the Yellow Pages for a Lutheran church near you.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
And the majors behind in this one through three innings. It's the Fort Smith Sportsmen from Arkansas ahead of the Enid Majors 2-0. Fort Smith with their 9-1-2 portion of the order coming up in the fourth. Ryan Reeves starts us off. DeHaas throws him a fastball, and he pops it up in the infield. And right there is DeHaas. So that sequence started with the ball in DeHaas's hands, and that's where it ends up, back in DeHaas's hands for the first out. Ironically enough, Reeves has popped up to the pitcher both times. Now we're back to the top of the order with Kenner Brazier, who is 1-for-2 with a run scored. He has also stolen a base in this game so far. And in the game prior to this one, he was 1-for-3 with 2 walks. Pitch on its way from DeHaas. Sails high and in. For a ball. Second pitch. Lifts it back to the net. Foul. 1-1. Well, the majors at least started to build something there, but left two men on base in the bottom of the third. The 1-1. Knocked back to the net again. Foul. 1-2. Every customer at Rick's Pharmacy receives cheerful attention and courtesy while having their pharmacy needs met with care and concern. Rick's Pharmacy, where you get great service with a smile at 811 West Randolph in Enid, a proud Enid Majors supporter this year. That one dropped over to first, and Taylor tries to get over and cover the bag in time, and he cannot. That was a slow-rolling bouncer off the bat of Kenner Brazier. And that'll just be an infield hit for Kenner. Tough play. And EJ did all he could to get over there. But Kenner, that's why he's the leadoff man. Got speed. He was able to beat Taylor to the bag in time. Brock Thibodeau, 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored. Standing in from the right side, facing the right-handed DeHaas. DeHaas's pitch. Just missed. 1 ball, no strikes. And that was Garrett DeHaas's 89th pitch, so this will be his 90th. But, you know, this is just kind of a summer baseball game. It's not a Connie Mack tournament, so there's no pitching sanctions like we saw last week. The 1-0 popped up in the air, and it probably heard it hit the roof out there. One ball, one strike. So Garrett wants to go out there and throw 120 or 30 pitches. He probably will.
Yeah, I don't think Chris will let him get above 120, though.
No, he probably won't.
Yeah.
But DeHaas, being the competitor that he is, I'm sure he'll want to. 1-1. Thibodeau skies it into right, very shallow. Matt Hopkins juts up and catches it. Two down in the inning in the top of the fourth. Ryan Daggs. You could argue Ryan Daggs, even though he does not have a hit in this game, has been the biggest thorn in the major's side. Both times he's been up, he's reached on an error by Keaton Jones, the third baseman. See if he does that again or if he can come through in a different way. DeHaas looking over at first base, checking on Brazier, and the pitch, ball, throw by Rutledge down to second base, and that throw is right on the money, grabbed by Seth Graves. He tags out Kenner Brazier. Brazier caught stealing to end the top of the fourth. For Fort Smith, no runs, a hit in that inning, no errors. They don't leave anybody on base, but they do maintain their 2-0 lead over the majors through 3.5 innings. This is Majors Baseball on KCRC.
We at Stephen Ford Lincoln and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship for the broadcast of this ball game. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniker Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniker Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
Fort Smith Sportsmen lead the Enid Majors 2-0. They have 2 runs on 2 hits. The Majors have 2 hits as well, but they also have 2 errors in this one. E.J. Taylor will start off the second. And again, we're at batters 4, 5, and 6. He started off the second. He'll also start off the fourth. Same batters we saw to begin the second. We'll see them to begin the bottom of the fourth. Taylor with a good eye on that pitch, and it's ball one. I think he thought he was hit by the pitch. He was about ready to take his base, and the umpire said no. 1-0. And Taylor goes after it to foul it off behind home plate. 1-1. You can turn to Kuntz Roofing for complete commercial re-roofing and new construction. Serving Oklahoma and southern Kansas for over 35 years. Call 580-541-3155 for Kuntz Roofing today. 1-1 to EJ. Low and inside, 2-1. Again, EJ's dad, as he often is, down at the bottom of the ballpark behind the net, filming his son on his phone. 2-1 pitch. Outside, ball 3. I guess EJ was at a Peyton Manning passing camp or something where Peyton Manning was involved last week. Because EJ, multi-sport athlete at Midwest City High Schools, he fouls that one off. Mentioned folks in Enid better get to know this young man. He'll be an NOC Enid Jet for the next couple of years. And then I can't wait to see where he goes after NOC Enid because he could be headed to a Division I program. 3-2 pitch. Shot into right by Taylor. That's headed right towards the gap, and that's where it will go. All the way to the wall. Bouncing off the visit Enid sign. Ryan Reeves picks it up. Taylor's going to try to stretch this into a triple, and he will do just that. As he slides into third base to the applause of the Enid Majors home crowd. Third hit of the game now.
Now batting number 11, Keaton Jones.
That ought to get him going, John.
Yep. He is so good at finding the gap with his bat. And for EJ, that is his 15th hit as an Enid Major. So he's 15 of 36 on the year. Keaton Jones slaps it right over to third. Waiting on it is Garrett Carter. Throws to first. There was an interesting little bobble there between Carter and Taylor. Like, Carter was like, "You going to go home?" Taylor's like, "No, I'm going to stay put."
Clayton Masters.
Brings up Clayton Masters, who's singled and got the first hit of the game for the majors back in the second. Fort Smith leads it 2-0. And the pitch. Low and inside, ball one. Fort Smith ahead, 2-0, but the tying run is at the plate for the majors. The 1-0 to Clayton. Watches it curve in for a strike, 1-1. Looked like a little, I think it was a little high there, but quite close enough for a strike, the 1-1. Masters went after one. Seth Key clearly got him to chase one that he didn't want to, and he came up empty. One ball, two strikes. And Masters strikes out, going after some high fastball cheese there. 81-mile-an-hour fastball that was placed well by Seth Key. Two down in the inning.
So
now it puts a lot of pressure on Rutledge to get the runner in on third, Taylor.
That'd be kind of a momentum killer for sure, as Rutledge cannot get the first pitch. 0-1. NOC Enid baseball coach Radon Leeton has just walked in. He is in attendance. The 0-1 breaks away for ball one. Taylor was excited. He was ready to come on home from third base, but then realized quickly that the catcher, Daniel DeMondesert, had the ball in his grasp. The 1-1 pitch. And Rutledge again came up empty. One ball, two strikes. Boy, if E.J. Taylor gets on base with a triple and does not get home, it'll be the fourth runner stranded for the Enid Majors in the game so far. Good eye by Rutledge this time as it's high and inside, 2-2. 2-0 Fort Smith ahead of the Enid Majors here in the bottom of the fourth. Runner on third is E.J. Taylor. The 2-2, and another good eye by Rutledge. It went outside for ball three. Rutledge is hitting 222. Does have a run driven in, and he has scored three runs, five walks. But has struck out swinging the most of anybody on the team. That ball almost hit him, and it's ball four. Good at bat there by Logan Rutledge. Very good at bat.
Now batting number 29.
Second walk issued tonight by Seth Key, the Fort Smith pitcher. And I think we're going to have a runner come on for Logan Rutledge, a courtesy runner at first. And that is Zach Goodwin.
John Bowers here for Master Bowers Insurance.
Zach Goodwin batting over at, now courtesy running at first base. Throw in for a ball to Lakin Young. Lakin Young 0 for 1 in this game with a ground out to third. Throw to first base and sliding back in time is Goodwin. Zach Goodwin has been pretty good factor on the base pass. He has two stolen bases.
I wonder if Chris Jensen will try a little trickery here with two outs.
1-0, lined over, and I think that's fair. Yes, it is. It was right on the white line from Lakin Young. And that scores Taylor, and it will tie the game. Lakin Young thought about going to third, but then he's like, nah, hold up right here at second base. As he claps his hands, happy with himself and his team. With an RBI double. Nicely done there by the Pioneer Mustang. And the Majors just tied this game up at two runs apiece.
Now
off of their fourth hit of the game. That brings up Ben Marino. Boy, singled.
Boy, that was a big hit, John.
Yes.
Golly.
And sometimes you just need a bounce to go your way. And if that ball was just a smidge to the left, that would have been a foul ball. But it was right on the line. And fair. Ben Marino, he got the second hit of the game for the Majors back in the third. He gets a hit here. He can tie this game up, but he fouls this off, 0-1. Marino this summer for the Majors has been averaging .258, an on-base percentage of .343. So I think he's kind of rounding into form as possibly the Majors' for sure center fielder going forward here. Bottom of four, Tie game now at 2-2, but he lines it right to the third baseman, Garrett Carter, who makes a nice catch to end the fourth. But the Majors get two runs on two hits with no errors. They do leave a man on base, and through four innings, the Enid Majors and the Fort Smith Sportsmen are tied at 2. This is Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
John Bowers, I know that Messer Bowers is an independent insurance agency. What does that really mean?
Ricky, it means that Messer Bowers is free to represent you when you have a claim, and that we can help you analyze your exposures to obtain the best coverage available from the entire insurance industry, not just one company. So we can help you get exactly the coverage you need at the lowest cost, and then we can represent you and your interests first. And with over 80 years in business, we have the experience to represent you well.
Sounds like the best of all worlds, John.
Best carriers, best service, best advice, best premiums. Messer Bowers Insurance, 233-1442.
While the kids play, let Baymont Inn & Suites take you away on your next Enid's Day. Games at David Allen Ballpark, business brings you to town, or are you just passing through? Count on Baymont Inn & Suites, making you feel at home. Convenient to the ballpark, shopping and dining with an indoor pool, fitness center, complimentary hot breakfast, and free Wi-Fi, Baymont Inn is pet-friendly with friendly folks to make your stay satisfactory. Baymont Inn & Suites, 3614 West Garia in Enid. Call 580-234-6800 or go to baymontinn.com.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
Majors get back in the game. They tie it up at the bottom of the fourth. They get an RBI double out of Lake and Young that ties the ball game 2-2. Now Fort Smith will try to respond here in the top of the fifth. Pitch inside to Ryan Daggs. That is the 93rd pitch of the game thrown by Garrett Dehas. It makes the count 1-0. Daggs was up in the last inning, the 1-0 outside for ball two, 2-0. And his at-bat was cut short when Kenner Brazier was thrown out at second base by the very talented catcher for the Majors, Lake and Young. 2-0 offering. And that one is skied up and out of towards the right field line. And that ball just went over the wall. Thought it might carry him off of it, but it just got out of here over the shortest side of the ballpark, over the 300 sign and right, and back ahead goes Fort Smith. Ryan Daggs. What a towering hit that was by him over the right field wall. I think it also took a friendly hop as well. So, back in front, go the Fort Smith Sportsmen, and they lead now 3-2. Strike thrown to Daniel DeMondesert from Garrett Dehas. Three more pitches, and Garrett Dehas will be at 100. Now it is two balls, no strikes, the count. Garrett Carter is next, and he is 0-2. And that time it's converted for a strike. One ball, two strikes now to Daniel DeMondesert, who has walked and flown out to left in this game. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. It goes through the leg. Are they going to say he fouled it off? The umpire came up and he's saying he fouled it. He came up and he gave the safe sign. He's saying that DeMondesert did not make contact with the baseball, so he gets to go to first base safely since it went through Rutledge's legs to the wall, and he could not get a throw off to first base in time. So, DeMondesert strikes out but advances to first base. With nobody out here in the top of the fifth, and Fort Smith having retaken the lead 3-2, bouncer up the middle by Carter. Neither Graves nor Young can get to it, and it goes into center field. So, runners are now on first and second for the Fort Smith Sportsmen. And they've got their fourth hit of the game, and they've retaken the lead 3-2 for Bradley Cronister, who was 0-1 in this game with a...
Now batting number 17, Bradley Cronister.
With a walk. He walked back into third, but was left on second base. Pitch. Cronister tries to bunt, and it goes sailing high and wide of E.J. Taylor. Taylor almost caught that in foul territory, but Chronister tried to get a bunt down and could not do it. 3-2, Fort Smith. Nobody out. Runners on first and second for them. Here in the top of the fifth inning of a nine-inning contest tonight. 0-1. Chronister hits it back to the net. 0-2. Diaz has fastball at 82 miles an hour that time. Been racing to see who Chris Jensen goes to out of the bullpen. The 0-2 got through the legs of Rutledge. He'll pick up and throw to third. Good recovery by Logan. He was able to almost get the lead runner, but Daniel DeMondesert slid in. Wild pitch thrown by Garrett. And that was his 105th pitch. So, one ball, two strikes. Missed upstairs, 2-2. 3-2 is the score. Advantage Fort Smith over the Enid Majors. Diaz in a jam again. He's got runners on second and third for Fort Smith with nobody out. The 2-2, knocked back up the middle, and that'll get past Lake and Young. He dove for it, couldn't get there. One run will score. And the throw home from Ben Marino, grabbed by Young. He throws to second. Now back home as the runner tries to come home and score, and he does. So a single by Bradley Chronister scores Daniel DeMondesert. And then after that, Chronister decides to go to second. And while he does that, Carter comes home and scores in the nick of time. So, three hits and three runs in this inning now for Fort Smith. And right after the majors came back and tied the game, Fort Smith now leads it 5-2. With Jake Melton coming up, he's 0-1 with a strikeout and a walk and a strike thrown from Garrett Diaz, 0-1. And there are still no outs in the top of the fifth for the Sportsmen. The 0-1, skied high and out of play foul, 0-2. Enid Majors Baseball is brought to you in part by Interstate All Battery Center of Enid. Looking for a special battery? Not sure what kind you need? Just ask Interstate All Battery Center of Enid. They've got it all. Interstate All Battery Center of Enid. Every battery for every need at 5601 West Garriott Road in Enid. The 0-2 lifted high in the air to right, bounces down in front of Hopkins. He charged after it, so did Taylor. Neither of them could get there. And what a display of hitting Fort Smith is putting on. Chronister able to go to third. Melton goes to first. We've got runners on the corners now for Fort Smith. Garrett Diaz has now thrown 110 pitches, and I think this could be it for him. As Majors coach Chris Jensen comes on out to the mound and brings in his entire infield for this. With the score, 5-2, Fort Smith. My goodness, how fast the script has flipped on the Enid Majors. Garrett Diaz hands the ball to Chris Jensen, and we'll have a new Majors pitcher when we come back in just a moment. This is Enid Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Nobody does trucks better than Northcutt Chevrolet Buick in Enid. Northcutt is your commercial truck headquarters in the state of Oklahoma, and they are Northwest Oklahoma's only Chevrolet business elite dealer. They've got them all with the best selection of chassis cabs, crew cabs, commercial vans, flatbeds, auto cranes, and service body trucks. If you need a tough truck for a big job, your first stop needs to be Northcutt, where you can take a look at the all-new 2017 Chevy Silverado. You'll find a courteous sales staff with over 175 years of experience that will go above and beyond to help you find the right vehicle. Call 800-749-9536 today or go to northcuttauto.com to see their entire inventory online. Right now, get 2016 model year closeout pricing. Save thousands with huge discounts and big rebates. One-stop shopping for all your vehicle needs with easy finance terms, great selection, and the best prices. Northcutt Chevrolet Buick in Enid, your shortcut to a great deal.
There's a lot of value in your ag business, in the land, equipment, buildings, and livestock. If you need an accurate appraisal, talk to us at Farm Credit of Enid. Our team of certified general appraisers will add it all up. Know what your ag business is worth. Our appraisal experts know the lay of the land. Farm Credit of Enid.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
Right after the Enid Majors got two runs in the bottom of the fourth to make it a 2-2 game, Fort Smith didn't waste any time responding. They got three runs in the top of the fifth. We're still in the top of the fifth. There's nobody out. There's runners on first and third with Jake Melton on first, Bradley Cronister on third. Garrett Dehas's day is done. He threw 110 pitches. He had three strikeouts to go along with five walks. He gave up six hits, one wild pitch, and he's responsible for both runners on first and third. Justin Freese is the new pitcher for the majors, who has an ERA of zero, but only has pitched 5 1/3 innings for the majors. And he'll face Ethan Rauser, who shows bunt. Freese throws him a breaking ball, strike throw to Rutledge from Rutledge down to second base, and he got him. Boy, Logan Rutledge has been superb behind home plate, and he shows why as he catches Jake Melton stealing this time. And the count is 0-1. So now we just have one runner on base for Fort Smith, and that is Cronister at third with one out in the top of the fifth now. 5-2 Fort Smith. 0-1 pitch. Freese comes with a fastball this time and misses. One ball, one strike. Freese, an Elk City High School graduate. He has two strikeouts and two walks. He has allowed two hits. The 1-1. Lifted high in the air. Now to shallow left coming on. Clayton Masters, and it drops right in front of him. He picks it up and throws home, though, but it's too far out in front of home plate. Base hit for Ethan Rauser. Scores a run. Gets Cronister home, and now it is 6-2. Fort Smith.
Number three, Ryan Reeves.
Ethan Rauser with an RBI. Ryan Reeves is up, and Reeves has popped up to the pitcher both times. That run that just came in will be charged to Garrett Dehas. So Garrett Dehas gave up six runs, five of which were earned, five walks, three strikeouts, and one wild pitch. Freese throws to Reeves. Missing down and away for ball one. Boy, this is why Fort Smith is tough to deal with every year. They're showing why. 1-0 pitch. Towering shot by Reeves, hit to left. Looks like the wind does a number on it. Blows it back into the field a little bit. And then Clayton Masters has had to redirect himself a little bit. But he's able to catch the ball. For the second out, we go back to the top of the order with Kenner Brazier, who is 2-for-3 with a run scored in this one.
Now batting, number 13, Kenner.
Ethan Rauser stayed put at first base. Brazier struck out in the first and then singled in the third and fourth. He stole a base in the third but was caught stealing in the fourth. Nearly gets hit by the first pitch from Freese. One ball, no strikes. Seven hits, six runs, no errors. Four, Fort Smith, two runs, four hits, two errors for the Enid Majors. 1-0 pitch, clips the corner for a strike, 1-1. This will be the only game the Majors play tonight, but then they got two tomorrow, one at 3 o'clock and one at 7. A rematch against this Fort Smith team, then they'll play Bartlesville at 7. The game against Fort Smith is at 3. Freese steps off the back and checks the runner at first, Rauser. And in between those games, at 5 o'clock, Fort Smith is going to play Bartlesville. The 1-1. Line shot down the left field line. Out onto the street, foul. One ball, two strikes. We're still in the top of the fifth. Two outs. The third and fifth innings. And also the first inning was a pretty long one for Fort Smith offensively. So the odd-numbered innings have been the long ones for the Fort Smith sportsmen. The 1-2. And Brazier foul tipped it into the glove of Rutledge, and that does it for the top of the fifth inning. But damage done for Fort Smith. They get four runs on five hits with no errors. They do leave a man on base, and they are back in front now on the Enid Majors 6-2. This is Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Have you seen Bob and Janice yet?
The Bickersons? We'll hear them before we see them. I wonder what they'll argue about tonight.
Oh, there they are.
Are they smiling?
Hi, ladies. Janice, dear, can I take your coat?
Oh, thank you, handsome.
You two are acting like newlyweds.
I know. What's your secret? A book? Therapy? Electroshock?
We are in therapy. every night in our backyard.
Your backyard?
In our new hot spring spa, yeah. Stress and tension melt away. And it's a great place for Bob and I to talk and reconnect. Just the two of us.
Wow, you two will be the talk of the party.
I doubt it. We don't plan on staying long.
Marriage counselor? Liquid therapy? Private rendezvous? What will a hot spring spa be for you?
Get into a hot spring spa at Oakwood Pool and Spa, 929 South Oakwood in Enid. Find them on the web at oakwoodpool.com.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
And we're going to the bottom of the fifth inning. The script has flipped on the Enid Majors. They had the momentum. They had come back and tied the game up at two in the bottom of the fourth. Then a quick answer by the Fort Smith Sportsmen. They led off that fifth inning with a solo home run from Ryan Daggs and then got three subsequent runs after that to go up 6-2. Seth Graves starts off the bottom of the fifth for the Majors as the leadoff man. 0-1 tonight with a walk. So the top of the order coming up for the Majors. 1-0 pitch, and he fouls this one off the catcher's mask. Enid Majors Baseball brought to you in part by Godfather's Pizza, voted the best pizza in Enid. Find them today, 2101 West Owen K. Garriott Road in Enid. That is Godfather's Pizza. Not only do they have great pizza, they also have a really good salad bar. 1-1 pitch. And Graves skies it up a mile high, but it's staying in the infield. Now, nobody can find it. Garrett Carter, Brock Thibodeau, and Jake Melton, the left fielder, all lost track of that ball. It bounces down, and it's going to be a hit for the Majors. Graves just catches a break there and ends on up going over to second base.
Now batting number 28, Matt Hopkins.
Matt Hopkins will be the next batter for the Majors. Wow. Well, you know, there's not a whole lot of sun out there. There's a lot of clouds. I don't know what Garrett Carter lost it in. Matt Hopkins is 0-2 with two strikeouts, and it's a ball to him on throw from Seth Key. One ball, no strikes. One 0 pitch. Scoots down and in. Two balls, no strikes. So the full line on Garrett Dehas, the starting pitcher for the Majors. He goes 110 pitches, four-plus innings, gives up six hits, six runs, five of which were earned, five walks, three strikeouts. He also had one wild pitch. He'll either take the loss or the no decision if the Majors come back. Hopkins fans that pitch to make it two balls and a strike. Back joining me is Brady Kokajohn. How'd the devotional go, Brady?
I think pretty good, I think. They paid attention to me, so I think that's a good thing.
Well, almost. You only talked to them for like 5 minutes. I mean, I hope you could hold their attention for 5 minutes.
Well, that's why I made it short. You know, short and sweet does it. But I think we had a good talk.
Good.
I think we had a good one.
Seth Key eyes down Graves at second base. And Hopkins puts this one in play over to third, bounces off of Carter's elbow, and he doesn't have a play on it. Well, not an easy play. I'm going to go with an error on that one. I mean, Carter, that ball was not exactly the hardest hit ball.
I just think he didn't get a good jump on it.
Yeah,
John.
I don't think he did either. So up next is Matt Connerly, who is 0-2, a ground out and a fly out to left. And he sees that pitch come in for a ball. I mean, it wasn't the easiest play in the world, but probably one he should have got. 1-0 pitch goes through the legs of Daniel DeMondesert and to the wall. That'll be a wild pitch on Seth Key. First one he's thrown today. He's been relatively sharp. Four strikeouts for him, two walks. But now the Majors have runners on second and third with nobody out. The 2-0 to Connerly. Ball three. Now we've seen Connerly. We have seen Connerly in 3-0 counts swing.
We really have, and he's hit one up on that turf 3-0 before, John.
But he does not here. He takes ball four. So Seth Key, for the first time in the game, I think he might be showing some signs of fatigue here. His catcher, DeMondesert, comes out to talk to him. While he does that, we'll remind you that the Bike Shop is Northwest Oklahoma's only Oakley premium dealer with the area's largest selection of Oakley sunglasses, parts, and accessories. Let Micah and the crew at the Bike Shop outfit your team in stylish Oakley eyewear at the corner of Randolph and Independence in downtown Enid. Tell Micah you heard this ad, and you'll get 10% off your next Oakley purchase at the Bike Shop. And before facing E.J. Taylor, the coach for Fort Smith, Trey Pryor, is going to come on out and talk to his infield and pitcher, and I don't blame him. This is a big moment in the game for them because you've got the tying run now at the plate with E.J. Taylor, who we've already seen demonstrate that he can hit the ball out of here. 6-2, Fort Smith leads, but here we go. Majors have struck right back and loaded the bases in the bottom of the fifth. What an inning this has been for both teams. Fort Smith rallies in the top of the fifth and takes the lead back, but the Majors coming right back here in the bottom of five. Loading up the bases for arguably their biggest power hitter, and Pryor's conversation is over with his infield and pitcher, Seth Key. Now, we haven't really seen any bullpen activity for Fort Smith. They're probably trying to keep an eye on their pitchers because they've got two games today, and they got two on Saturday. And Taylor, we begin the at-bat, and Taylor takes a curveball for strike one. Maybe you go with an off-speed pitch and keep it down.
Yeah, you got to be real careful with Taylor, even though there's no bases open.
The 0-1, and E.J. sees another one come down and inside. One ball, one strike. That time an 81-mile-an-hour fastball from Seth Key. Enid Plainsman will face Bartlesville in the next game. The 1-1 inside, 2-1 to E.J. EJ's also been very good at working the count all summer long. He does have seven walks. 2-1 pitch. He bounces this over to short. Thibodeau backhands it, throws to second. He gets a forced play, but that is a fielder's choice that scores Seth Graves to make it 6-3. Fort Smith. So Taylor will get credit for an RBI. 6-4 on the fielder's choice. That puts out Connerly. Hopkins goes to third. And the Majors have runners on the corners with one out for Keaton Jones. Jones has flown out to left and grounded out to third.
11, Keaton Jones.
Well, you get something. You may not have gotten the full chocolate bar right there, but you got a Hershey's Kiss. Jones just got hit in the hip, and the bases are loaded again.
That's a big hit by pitch there, John.
Now batting number 8, Clayton Masters.
Clayton Masters, one of two with a single. So E.J. Taylor with an RBI. The other two runs driven in, by the way, have come from Lake and Young. Clayton Masters. Remember, he got the first hit of the game back in the second. One of the younger guys on the team, but also, how about this, one of the youngest guys on the Enid Majors, Lakin Young. He's the one that came back and tied the game in the fourth with an RBI double. I'd like to see Masters and Rutledge get on so you can get back to Young in this inning. And Masters sees a called strike from Seth Key. How much longer does Fort Smith stick with Seth Key? Fort Smith has a three-run lead right now. 6-3, the 0-1. Now Masters checked his swing, but it hit the outside corner, 0-2. Bases loaded for the Majors. Go ahead, run at the plate now, 0-2. And Masters makes contact, but tops it into the dugout of Fort Smith. Enid Plainsman baseball players waiting patiently as they get ready to play Bartlesville in the last game of the night, scheduled for 8. The 0-2 dribbled over to first, and the first baseman, Daggs, falls down. It bounces over his head into right. One run is in, and a great throw by Ryan Reeves, the right fielder, to get it back into home plate to DeMondesert. So that minimizes the damage. It's just an RBI single for Clayton Masters instead of something possibly worse than that. So two runs on two hits in the inning for the majors. And again, bases are loaded. Taylor's on third, Jones at second, Masters on first for Logan Rutledge. Ball one high to him. From Seth Key, we are in the bottom of the fifth, one out. We have seen six combined runs scored in the fifth from both teams. The 1-0 from Rutledge, to Rutledge rather, fastball strike, 1-1. We started this inning at the top of the order for the majors. Seth Graves got an odd double, came around to score. Hopkins reached on an error, the 1-1. Curveball sent over to third, grabbed by Garrett Carter. He will step on the bag, throw to first base, and got a double play. Wow. I thought he was going to be a little bit late on the throw as the speedy Rutledge almost beat it out, but it is a 5-3 twin killer. Majors coach Chris Jensen's going to come out and try to argue the end of that. We'll tell you the result of it as we go to the sixth. It is a 6-4 lead for the Fort Smith Sportsmen. This is Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Driving right now. Are you ready for a new vehicle? Stewart Nissan in downtown Enid has the perfect car for you. With a wide selection of new Nissans and used vehicles, you may have a hard time finding just one. And when you get a new car from Stewart Nissan, it will last because their service department will keep it like it's always new. If you're driving, keep going to Stewart Nissan and check out the full lot of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Stewart Nissan at 301 North Independence or visit StewartNissanOfEnid.com.
Do you need money fast? Take your unwanted gold and silver jewelry or tokens to CC Coins and walk out with your pockets full of cold hard cash. CC Coins will pay you top dollar for broken, tarnished, and unused gold and silver items. You can also buy, sell, and trade your coins and currency. From the avid coin collector to the person looking for that special item, you'll find what completes your collection. Go see Clifford at CC Coins, 813 West Main in Enid, PM 001483.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
Well, Enid Majors coach Chris Jensen furious about the way that bottom of the fifth ended on the 5-3 double play that retired Logan Rutledge and also Keaton Jones. And I think he's got good reason to be, because I think the first baseman, Ryan Daggs, did not have his foot completely on the bag. And I think even if he did, I think Rutledge beat that throw out at first. And Brady, we don't see Majors coach Chris Jensen get mad at a lot of calls, but he was pretty animated, upset at that one.
Yeah, and I think Chris was really upset. He didn't even really give him a chance. The first base umpire didn't even say, hey, I'll go ask the home plate umpire if see what he saw. He was like, nope, I'm not even going to go ask. So I think Chris was really upset. He didn't even go ask the home plate umpire there, which he really should have.
Yeah, he does. I mean, that's why there's two of you. That's why there's more than one umpire. You got to rely on more than one set of eyes. So the majors do get a couple runs back in the fifth, but Fort Smith holds on to the lead. They lead 6-4. And Brock Thibodeau will start off the sixth inning for the Sportsmen. Batters 2, 3, and 4 due up for them in this inning, and Thibodeau takes high for ball one from Justin Freeze, who came in and finished out that top of the fifth inning. 1-0 pitch, and Freeze throws a strike in there. 1-1 the count. Just underway in the top of the sixth. Fort Smith has a 6-4 advantage over the Enid Majors, but remember, this is a 9-inning game, not 7. 1-1, slow roller. Over to Seth Graves at second. Low throw from Graves, but dug out by Taylor for the first out. Ryan Daggs, 1-4-3 on the day. You could argue that he swung momentum in his team's favor back in the fifth with that solo home run that he hit, which really started to turn things around. And Justin Freeze throws low and inside for ball one. Pitch outside, ball two. Told also, I believe that is the same infield umpire, Brady, if you remember, as that 2-0 line shot right to Lakin Young at short, who makes the catch for the second out. It's the same umpire that we saw the majors have in that tough loss they had against Woodward back in the Oklahoma shootout.
Yeah, where they had four or five 50-50 calls that went all the travelers' way.
Yeah.
And I'm not even sure some of them were 50-50 calls there, John.
I don't think so. Daniel DeMondesert throws down an inside for ball one. Takes one from Justin Freed. Another train coming by, and it's longer than the previous one we saw. The 1-0 pitch bounces low and outside for ball two. You got to remember this when you're an umpire. This is a great venue to get to call games in as an umpire. You burn a bridge with, like, Brad Gore or Chris Jensen here. Good luck coming back here.
Exactly.
It's not going to happen. Ball three thrown. Three balls, no strikes. 3-0 pitch. Ball four. Well, Freeze was on target through the entire first two at bats, but missed on all four of those pitchers. Garrett Carter, one for three with a run scored. I mean, Brad Gore was ejected from a game against Tulsa Union 2 years ago in a game that was, it was really ridiculous. I mean, Brad didn't even really say anything, and the umpire told Brad Gore, "Oh yeah, well I'll be back here. I'm coming back here to ump at some point." And Brad goes, "No, you're not."
Yeah.
And that umpire has never been back at David Allen Ballpark, and he never will be. We do have a new runner at first base. We'll tell you who that is in just a second.
I don't get the point of umpires being smart, Alex, and, you know, just call the game. You know, if you have trouble with the play, ask the other umpire.
It is Jake Smith over at first base now running for Daniel DeMondesert. So that is a courtesy runner, 0-1 pitch. Low and outside, ball one. It is 6-4, Fort Smith. Two outs against them here in the top of the sixth with two outs. 1-1. This is a tad inside, 2-1. Freeze one out away from getting out of the inning. In the bottom of the sixth, the majors are going to have batters 8, 9, and 1 due up of Lake and Young, Ben Marino, and Seth Graves. 2-1 hit past Jones into left. I know Jones has two errors in this game, but there's nothing he could have done about that. Throw back in from Masters gets to Jones, but he's not able to tag the lead runner, Smith, in time. So that's a double for Garrett Carter. What a day Garrett Carter has had. Garrett Carter was 2-for-4 against the Enid Plainsmen with a run scored and a hit by pitch. And here in this game, he's 2-for-4 with a run scored. And now there's runners on second and third for Fort Smith with two outs in the top of the sixth with Bradley Cronister up. He's 1-for-2 with a run scored and a walk. Fastball inside from Freeze. One ball, no strikes. But Freeze has gotten a lot of work here. Helped finish out the game for the majors against the Batter's Box Gray team last Saturday. That was the last win for the majors. They've dropped five in a row, trying to avoid doing it a sixth time. The 1-0 foul tipped it into the glove of Rutledge. One ball, one strike.
And Freeze isn't really overpowering, but he's got some good movement on his ball,
yeah.
John.
He knows he's not overpowering. That's why he knows he also has to beat you in a variety of different ways, and he does. The Bank of Kremlin has five locations to serve you. In Kremlin, North Enid, Drummond, Goltree, and their Oakwood branch in Enid. Banking with the people you know, that is the Bank of Kremlin, proud to support the Enid Majors. Member FDIC. Brief conference on the mound between Rutledge and Freeze. Rutledge gets back behind home plate. The 1-1. Strike on the inside corner. As a few Enid Majors fans down there applaud. One ball, two strikes, two outs, top of the sixth. 6-4 lead for Fort Smith. They have runners on second and third. Trying to add to their advantage here. The 1-2 on its way. Curve ball slapped over towards the first base side, and it will go foul. Assistant coach Randy Walker for Fort Smith tried to get his hand on that foul ball, but he could not. Ball rolls into almost the outfield, but it's still in fair territory. Garrett Dehas goes down to get it. But a lot of time still left in this game for the majors. The 1-2, breaking ball, strike three, outside corner. There's that movement you were talking about, Brady, for Justin Freeze, and it helps the majors end the inning in the top of the sixth. No runs, a hit with no errors, but two men left aboard for Fort Smith. and they lead the Enid Majors 6-4 through 5.5. It's Majors Baseball from CTB Sports.
On the baseball field, it's important to be able to count on your teammates. Looking for a teammate you can bank on? You've found one at the Bank of Kremlin. They'll offer you a wide variety of services, including loans, CDs, and always great customer service. They are the team that offers more at the Kremlin, North Enid, Goltree, and Drummond branches, and at 430 South Oakwood. The Bank of Kremlin, banking with people you know. Member FDIC.
Warmer weather is on the way. Call Slater Mechanical today to schedule your appointment to have your air conditioner inspected for only $79.95. They are licensed technicians, and for only $79.95, you can have peace of mind that your air conditioner is ready for spring and summer. Get ready for the summer. For only $79.95, Slater Mechanical will inspect your AC. Call Zach and Seth Slater at Slater Mechanical today. 747-3330. That's 747-3330.
Northwest Oklahoma's number one sports station is CTV Sports Radio, 1390 KCRC Enid.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
Well, the Enid Majors down by 2 runs here in the bottom of the sixth. They start off with Lake and Young. Young swings at the first pitch into left, and Jake Melton is there to make the catch for the first out. That was quick. One pitch, one out. Lake and Young now 1-for-3 with 2 runs batted in. Ben Marino is next. 1-for-2 is he tonight with a single. We know we'll see the 8-9-1 portion of the Majors order here in the bottom of the sixth as they are behind against Fort Smith 6-4. Curveball low and inside, 1 ball, no strikes. Guys that have scored runs tonight for the Majors: Seth Graves, Matt Hopkins, E.J. Taylor, and Logan Rutledge as well. His courtesy runner, Zach Goodwin, has scored that run. Marino hits it right back to the pitcher, Seth Key, who throws him out at first. 2 very quick outs for the Majors in the bottom of the sixth.
Now
we are back to the top of the order with Graves. Well, Graves had a pop-up in the fifth inning, which probably should have been caught, but nobody could find the ball, and it landed, and he got to second base. He acted like he was going to show bunt here and then pulled his bat back for a second and ended up taking ball one. 1 ball, no strikes. Seth Graves rocks and fires, and that ball chopped right over to Brian Daggs. He steps on first base, and the sixth inning is over before even blinking an eye. 6-4, Fort Smith leads it. We go to the seventh after this. This is Majors Baseball from CTB Sports.
Do you have a property you need to sell? Or maybe you're looking for that perfect starter home or dream plot of land? The A-Team at Coldwell Banker will work for you and with you to make your transaction as smooth as possible. Let one of the motivated agents at Coldwell Banker help guide you through your home buying or selling process. When it comes to such a big decision, you deserve the best, and you'll only find the best at Coldwell Banker. Call 233-8833 or visit enidsbest.com and let Coldwell Banker do the rest.
Imagine, you're reading a book, there's a pretty decent buildup, and you turn the page anxious to see what's next. The end. Don't let your education be like that book that you just threw across the room. With convenient locations in Tonkawa, Enid, and Stillwater, Northern Oklahoma College can be the next chapter in your life. Enrollment for the summer and fall semester is now open, so visit us at noc.edu to learn more. And remember, don't settle for an unfinished story. Turn your future into something epic with Northern Oklahoma College.
Northern Oklahoma College.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
And they just had a very quick bottom of the sixth inning. Fort Smith pitcher Seth Key only threw 7 pitches, and it was over in a blink of an eye. 6-4, Fort Smith leads it. They have either led in the game or been tied with the Majors. And they are ahead 6-4 at the moment. Jake Melton, Ethan Rouser, Ryan Reeves due up. Batters 7, 8, 9 in the order. Melton takes high for ball one. 1 ball, no strikes. Majors Baseball brought to you in part by Janssen GMC. They're celebrating 50 years serving Enid and are proud to be your truck company. Drive a little, save a lot at Janssen GMC, 2602 North Van Buren in Enid. The 1-0 hops its way behind home plate, 2-0 to Jake, who is One for two in this game, a single, a strikeout, but also a walk. 2-0 pitch from Justin Freeze. Outside ball three. So Freeze is out there for his third inning of work. He has a strikeout and a walk. He has allowed one hit. And he just threw his second walk. Ethan Rauser, one for two with a single, a strikeout, and a walk. Had basically the same stat line as Melton did coming up. And in the game prior to this, Rauser was 0 for 3, but he did have a walk and a run scored against the Enid Plainsmen. And here is the pitch to Rauser. He shows bunt. The ball scoots in front of home plate. Gloved by Justin Freeze's catcher, Logan Rutledge, and I think Chris Jensen's going to come out and have a word with Justin Freeze. Vitasaw Evans Funeral Home has always had a vision to continue serving the Enid community with sincere dedication and commitment. They've been serving Enid and the surrounding areas for over 40 years with compassionate service and dedication. Stop by and see them at 2800 North Van Buren in Enid or go to their website, latisawevans.com, to learn more. In your time of need, Latisaw Evans is there for you. 6-4, Fort Smith, Arkansas leads the Enid Majors. Jensen has a brief conversation with Justin Freeze and his entire infield, and now he is heading back to the dugout. What do you think Freeze's approach ought to be here, Brady?
I think he's got to go right at him. He might try a little bunt and run action, fake bunt steal. Something's about to happen. I don't know what's going on, but they got something up their sleeves right here, Fort Smith.
They might. We're in the top of the seventh. This is a nine-inning game. 6-4, advantage Fort Smith, Arkansas. Rauser swings at the 1-0 pitch and hits it high in the air to very shallow center. Lake and Young makes a tough catch. He and Ben Marino were both going near it, and he ended up there first. One out as Melton stays at first base. Ryan Reeves is next. He is 0-for-3 with a fly out to left, and he's also popped up to the pitcher twice. I'm John Herrick, along with Brady Koch and John up in the booth. Lewis Foster is our producer-engineer back in our Enid studios. He and Jance Davis are helping us out all weekend long. Pitch to Reeves, low and outside. Actually, they're going to call a strike, throw to second. And if that would have been held on to by Graves, that probably would have been an out. But it just went out of his hand, and it's 0-1. So sliding in with a stolen base is Melton. Second stolen base on Logan Rutledge tonight, but he's also thrown out two Fort Smith players. Justin Freeze will step off the mound for a second. See if Jensen ends up going to another pitcher should Freeze have trouble. But Freeze has been pretty rock solid in relief. There's a bouncer over to short, and Lake and Young could not get there to it. Puts runners on the corners. Not an easy play to field that for Lake and Young. That'll be a hit. Melton will go to third, and runners are on the corners with one out for Fort Smith. Saw them put up seven runs in the first game against the Plainsmen. They've already got six. And we are back at the top of their order with Kenner Brazier, who is 2-for-4, a run scored, two singles, a stolen base. But he has struck out twice. And he hits it right past E.J. Taylor on the first pitch into right field. Hopkins scoops it up and gets it back into Graves, but it's an RBI single for Kenner Brazier, scoring Jake Melton. So a run on two hits so far in this inning for Fort Smith, and their lead is now 7-4.
That ball almost hit Reeves. Really close to hitting Reeves at first base, going to second base there.
And Brock Thibodeau, 0-for-3 with a walk and a run scored. Pitch to him. He lines that into right. Bouncing in front of Hopkins. He corrals it near the line, throws home. Not a bad attempt. It goes out in front of Rutledge, who scoops it up. But scores Ryan Reeves from second. So an RBI single for Brock Thibodeau now. Puts Kenner Brazier on third. Actually, he gets an RBI double. He ended up on second base. So it is 8-4, Fort Smith. And out comes Majors coach Chris Jensen. We might see a pitching change here. So he has made his call to the bullpen. While we have a moment, we'll let you know that Majors Baseball brought to you in part by Rick's Pharmacy. Every customer at Rick's Pharmacy receives cheerful attention and courtesy while having their pharmacy needs met with care and concern. Rick's Pharmacy, where you get great service with a smile. 8-11, Wes Randolph in Enid. New pitcher for the Enid Majors. When we come back in just a moment, it is 8-4, Fort Smith. They have runners on second and third in the top of the seventh with one out. It's Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
While the kids play, let Baymont Inn & Suites take you away on your next Enid's Day. Games at David Allen Ballpark, business brings you to town, or are you just passing through? Count on Baymont Inn & Suites making you feel at home. Convenient to the ballpark, shopping and dining with an indoor pool, fitness center, complimentary hot breakfast, and free Wi-Fi, Baymont Inn is pet-friendly with friendly folks to make your stay satisfactory. Baymont Inn & Suites, 3614 West Garrett in Enid. Call 580-234-6800 or go to BaymontInn.com.
At Messer Bowers Insurance, we are independent insurance agents and have been since 1926. We represent top-line national insurers like State Auto Insurance that offer the best in coverage at competitive premiums, but most of all, we represent you, our insured. So, you get the best of all worlds, the best coverage for your home, cars, and business, and an agent that advises you and represents you, not the insurance company. If you have ever experienced that feeling of being alone in the world when you have a claim, you should give us a try. An agent that protects you and won't sing the company song. 90 years strong, Messer Bowers Insurance.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
And Brandon Kuntz is the new Enid Majors pitcher here in the top of the seventh inning. The third pitcher of the game that we have seen for the Majors tonight. 8-4 is the lead for Fort Smith. Majors were down 2-0. They came back, tied the game at 2. A four-run top of the fifth for Fort Smith made it 6-2. Majors came back and got 2 in the bottom of the fifth. But Fort Smith, with 2 runs here in the top of the seventh, looking for more. They've got runners on second and third with 1 out. Brandon Kuntz's numbers, a 4.67 ERA for him in 6 innings of work. He's given up 5 runs. 4 of which have been earned, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts. And Brandon is going to be a junior at Cimarron High School next year. Justin Freeze made it through 2 1/3 innings. He gave up 5 hits. So far, he has allowed 2 runs, but he is responsible for the runners on second and third at the moment. He also had 2 walks and a strikeout. And Brandon Kuntz will face Ryan Daggs, who is 1-for-4, but he hit a solo home run in the fifth. Pitch to him from Kuntz. Inside, ball one. So here's the RBI count for Fort Smith. Kenner Brazier, Brock Thibodeau, Ryan Daggs, Daniel DeMondesert, Bradley Cronister, and Ethan Rouser all have an RBI. And that one's fouled off. 1-1. Majors starting to feel the momentum work against them. In the bottom of the seventh, when they come up, they will have batters 2, 3, and 4. Matt Hopkins, Matt Connerly, and E.J. Taylor, 1-1. One hops in front of home plate. Bounces to Logan Rutledge, and it's 2-2. So Jake Melton started off this inning by walking. Then you have a pop fly by Rouser to short, a single by Reeves, another single by Brazier, and an RBI double for Thibodeau. And that one is hit past the shortstop, Lakin Young. Just another well-hit ball. Scores a run. Masters got it back in quickly from left field, but it's an RBI single for Ryan Daggs. His second RBI of the night that scores Kenner Brazier. And that makes it now 9-4. Enid Majors trailing Fort Smith. And there's runners on the corners again. For Daniel DeMondesert, who is 0-for-2 with a run scored. He's also got 2 walks. Pitch. Side corner for a strike. His one RBI came on a sacrifice fly that he hit to left in the third. 9 runs on 12 hits for Fort Smith. 4 runs, 6 hits for the majors. 0-1. That one hit hard into left, going over there. Masters, it is hooking toward the line, and Masters makes a nice catch in foul territory. But again, another tag up and score. So Daniel DeMondesert has 2 sacrifice flies tonight. This one scores Brock Thibodeau, and that makes it 10-4 Fort Smith, which leaves Ryan Daggs on first. And Garrett Carter is the next batter. He is 2-for-4 with a run scored. Wow. Four runs in this inning for Fort Smith. Ball one thrown by Brandon Kuntz. But those runs that just came in, by the way, are charged to Justin Freese. Those are 2 base runners that he had on. And all 4 of those runs he gave up were earned. 1-0 pitch, in for a strike, 1-1. Two outs in the top of the 7th. Majors will have their work cut out for them here. 1-1, way outside from Kuntz, 2-1. So we know we'll see Colton Troxell pitch at some point this weekend. We'll probably also see maybe... Might also see Angel Gonzalez. There's a fly ball into right off the bat of Carter, and Matt Hopkins retreats over to grab it in right field to finally end the inning. But Fort Smith gets 4 runs on 4 hits with no errors. They leave a man on base in that inning, and we have reached the 7th inning stretch with the score. The Fort Smith Sportsman 10, the Enid Majors 4. This is Enid Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Everything went smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
We at Stevens Ford Lincoln and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship for the broadcast of this ball game. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
Well, the odd-numbered innings continue to go against the Enid Majors. That's where Fort Smith has done most of their damage. They got 2 in the 3rd, 4 in the 5th, and then 4 more in the top of the 7th. And here we are in the bottom of the 7th with the Majors down 10-4. Breaking ball strike thrown by Seth Key to Matt Hopkins. Hopkins in this game 0-for-3, but he does have a run scored. The 0-1 pops it up. Shallow left. Jake Melton coming on. And then he and Kenner Brazier both don't get there. Now the ball lands. The question is, did one of them touch it? If one of them touched it, it's an error, but I don't think it...
I think it was an error.
Yeah, I think you're right. I definitely think Melton touched it. I think that's going to be an E7 on Jake Melton.
That was a can of corn, as we talked about.
Oh, my gosh, no kidding.
A couple of games ago.
Yeah, I don't know how in the world one of them didn't catch that. Again, there's not a whole lot of sun out there. So I don't know how you can, when you have a ball hit right to you right there.
I think it was miscommunication.
Yeah, I think it was too. But if you're the majors, you'll take a break any way you can get it. So it's an E7. Putting Hopkins on second. Matt Connerly is up. He just took a strike, 0-1. 0-1 pitch. Ball one outside. Now, Connerly, 0-4-2 with a walk. At one point, Connerly's average was probably in the mid-300s. Now, it is 293. 1-1. But Connerly with a towering shot into right. And that ball is not going to be caught. Lands over the head of Kenner Brazier to the wall. That will score Matt Hopkins. That's an RBI double for Matt Connerly. See if that'll get the majors going. So already a run, a hit, and an error in this bottom of the seventh inning, and it's 10-5 Fort Smith with E.J. Taylor up to bat here. All right, there you go. You get a break, and then you get one of your hitters to do what he does best. Now you have your cleanup guy who's been really good for you, 1-for-3 with a run scored, and he rips this into left, but it goes foul, 0-1. You can turn to Kuntz Roofing for complete commercial re-roofing and new construction, serving Oklahoma and southern Kansas for over 35 years. Call Kuntz Roofing today, 580-541-3155, as they are proud to support the Enid Majors this summer. 0-1, Taylor drives it into left. That's near the wall. That ball is off the wall, but played well by Jake Melton, at least, to get it back in. So it's a double for E.J. Taylor. Boy, I thought he might have another home run, but it just barely stayed in the park, which is a break for Fort Smith. So now the majors have runners on second and third here with nobody out and Keaton Jones coming up. Jones is 0-for-2. He's been hit by a pitch. E.J. Taylor is now 2-for-4 with a run scored and an RBI. See if Jones can get a base hit and score two. Pops this one back to the net. Foul. No balls and a strike. Well, I will say this. The majors' bats can keep them in a lot of games, but boy. As the 0-1 side low, ball one. Actually, they're going to call that a strike. Well, the majors got the benefit of the doubt there. That looked a little bit low. Seth Key is still in the game. He's pitched 7 innings. Got to wonder if maybe fatigue playing on there, and there's a swing and a miss by Keaton Jones. That's the first out of the bottom of the seventh for the majors. But there is a man warming up in the Fort Smith bullpen.
Number 8, Clayton Masters.
Again, the Clayton Masters is up. He's 2-for-3 with an RBI today with 2 singles. See if he can get a single here and make it 10-7. Breaking ball outside from Key. 1 ball, no strike. Seth Key has 3 walks, but he has 5 strikeouts. 2 of them were to Hopkins. The 1-0 offering. High, ball 2. But Hopkins came around to score just moments ago thanks to an RBI double.
That was Key's 100th pitch, Sean. So something to keep an eye on there.
And by the way, Connerly got the RBI on that. The 2-0 inside, but on the corner for a strike. Here are the RBI count for the majors. You got an RBI for Connerly, 1 for Taylor, 1 for Masters, and then 2 for Lake and Young. The 2-1 to Masters pulls this into left. Melton, though, is there to catch it. Tagging up from third is Connerly. Here comes the throw home plate. The plate and the catcher can't hold on. DeMond Desert just had it go through his glove, and Connerly is able to score. So a sacrifice fly to left from Clayton Masters, his second RBI of the evening. E.J. Taylor went to third, and now there's 2 outs. For Logan Rutledge, the score is now 10-6.
Logan Rutledge.
Fort Smith. Rutledge is 0-for-2 in this game, grounded into a double play. His courtesy runner, Zach Goodwin, came on to score in the fourth after Rutledge got on via the walk. And he has to try to keep this going here. Wind up in the pitch, swings at it on the first try, and hits it up in the air. And it's caught by the shortstop, Brock Thibodeau. That takes us to the end of the seventh, but the majors get 2 runs on 2 hits with an error. They leave a man on base, but now they go from being down 6 to down 4 as we head to inning number 8. This is Enid Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Swing and a miss, and the Kankakee Community College Cavaliers have won the World Series for the first time in school history.
Kankakee Cavaliers, you just won the national championship. Where are you guys going
to
go?
It was an honor to be teamed up with Chisholm Elite and the Kankakee Cavaliers for this year's World Series. Weeks ago, I would like to thank everyone involved, from volunteers, sponsors, and everyone at David Allen who helped make Enid shine this past year.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
You've caught Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
Through seven innings of play of this nine-inning affair between the Fort Smith Sportsmen and the Enid Majors, Sportsmen lead it 10-6. Majors tied the game once at 2. Fort Smith struck back in the fifth with 4 runs. Went up 6-2. Majors rallied, though, got 2 in the bottom of the fifth. 6-4 was the score after 5, but then Fort Smith with 4 in the top of the seventh. Majors got 2 back in the bottom of the seventh. So 4-2 advantage Fort Smith in both the fifth and seventh innings. Kind of tells the story. Fort Smith will have batters 6, 7, and 8 due up. Bradley Cronister, Jake Melton, and Ethan Rouser. Cronister on the first pitch drives it over to first. Right there is E.J. Taylor, who steps on the bag for the first out. Brandon Kuntz is on in relief for the Majors. Finished off the last two-thirds of that seventh inning, so now he's pitched a full inning after that out. And Jake Melton is 1-for-2 with 2 walks and a run scored.
But you know what? Enid has answered in the fifth and the seventh, though, with 2 runs to stay around.
Yep.
You know, they really have given themselves a chance with their firepower and their bats. You never know what can happen, John.
You don't. They will have in the bottom of the eighth the 8-9-1 portion of the order coming up. Lakin Young, Ben Marino, and Seth Graves. But really the guys that have done the most damage have been really near the meat of the order. In the 3, 4, and 5 area. But Lakin Young has been really good as well in the 8th spot. 1-for-3 with 2 driven in. The 0-1 in there for a strike from Brandon Kuntz. 0-2. Fort Smith fans didn't like the strike call there. I think it's nice to see that even out, because I know Coach Chris Jensen thought he kind of got hosed on a call earlier. That ball bounces in front of home plate. 1-2. So we have 3 games here today and 3 tomorrow. We also have a 1 o'clock game on Sunday, the 1-2. And Melton chased it and went down swinging. Nice off-speed change up there by Kuntz. 2 outs in the inning. That's the first strikeout for Kuntz.
Now batting number 9, Ethan Rouser.
And Ethan Rouser, who has been walked, he's also struck out. Got a single in the fifth and then flew out to short. Rouser watches the first pitch roll behind Rutledge to the wall. 1-0. Garrett Dehas started off the game for the Majors as the pitcher. Gave up 6 hits, 6 runs, 5 of which were earned. He had 5 walks and 3 strikeouts. Threw 110 pitches. The 1-0. Perfectly thrown there from Kuntz, but the umpire calls it 2. That's just not a good call there.
And Kuntz is frustrated. You can tell
by
the look.
He is frustrated. He should be. I don't know where else he could have put that ball. I mean, he was aiming for the outside corner, and he clearly hit it. 2-0 to Rouser. Okay, that time it was outside. 3-0.
And really, in this league, you should give him an inch and a half off the plate. And that one was right down the middle.
Yeah.
You know?
3-0. Strike. 3-1. Kuntz sets up, winds, and fires. 2. Funny, because that looked almost like the exact same strike that he called a ball earlier in this at-bat.
That one might have even been a little more outside, John.
That probably was. 3-2. Rouser has to put it over towards the first base side and rips it foul. E.J. Taylor, though, ever the hustler and hard worker that he is, goes after it anyway. Because he knows if it would have stayed fair, he could have ended the inning. Top of 8, 2 outs. Nobody on for Fort Smith. They lead the Enid Majors 10-6. Should Rouser stay alive, we go to Ryan Reeves in the 9 spot. 3-2. And strike 3 is called low and away. Oh my goodness, I cannot believe he called that strike 3. That Fort Smith coach is about to lose his mind. All right, bottom of the 8th is next, and it's 10-6 Fort Smith. This is Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
We at Cedar Fort Lincoln and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship for the broadcast of this ballgame. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
John Bowers here. For over 90 years now, businesses in Northwest Oklahoma have looked to Messer Bowers Insurance to help them start their business and to manage their risks to help them stay in business. So whether you are starting a new business or looking for agents to tailor insurance coverage to cover your risks, call Messer Bowers Insurance, 90 years strong, with the experience to make a difference through top carriers like State Auto. So call us at 233-1442. That's Messer Bowers Insurance, 233-1442.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
Well, Seth Key, his night is done as the Fort Smith starting pitcher. So now we have Bradley Cronister coming on to pitch in the bottom of the 8th. Fort Smith leading the Enid Majors 10-6, looking for the win and trying to hand the Enid Majors their, what would end up being, their 6th straight loss. Bradley Cronister is on to pitch. He moves from second base to pitch. That means Ryan Daggs has come over from first to play second. So the question is, we have a new first baseman in there as well. As Fort Smith shifts their defense around, Lakin Young will be up, and he looks at a strike from Bradley Cronister. He winds and fires on the 0-1 to Lakin, curving inside and hitting the inside corner for a strike, 0-2. Seth Key had 3 walks. He also dished out 5 strikeouts, allowed 6 runs, and that one a smash to left by Young, but waiting on it is the left fielder Jake Melton for the first down to the bottom of the 8th. And that is Seth Key over at first base. Okay, so Seth Key goes from pitching over to first base. Bradley Cronister goes from second base to pitching. And Ryan Daggs moves from first to second. So in total, 8 hits given up by Seth Key. Throw to Ben Marino outside for ball 1. And that strikeout to end the inning, boy, that had the Fort Smith bench hopping mad. Marino slaps this on the slow roll to short. Thibodeau up with it. Low throw, and he's safe.
Looks like he dropped it at first base
John. Yeah, I think that's going to happen.
I think it's a single, John.
I think it is,
I think Marino's too fast there. That's a hit.
Yeah, he would have beaten that out there. I think you're right.
The shortstop had to really rush it there because he knew Marino was fast.
And that helps because you've got the leader in stolen bases for the majors now on the base paths in the bottom of the 8th with 1 out. Seth Graves up 1-for-3 with a walk and a run scored and a strike thrown to him. Left-handed Graves against the right-handed Bradley Cronister. So in total, 6 runs allowed there by Seth Key, 4 of which were earned, 3 walks, 5 strikeouts. And the 0-1 hit hard into right, but backpedaling there, Ryan Reeves for the second out. Wind wasn't blowing out quite as much as it was earlier in the game. I think if it was, though, Graves might have had a homer there.
28, Matt Hopkins.
He also, Key did not hit a batter, but he did throw. He did hit 1 batter, and he threw 1 wild pitch. And Matt Hopkins is the next batter for the majors with 2 outs, trying to keep the rally going. Takes ball 1, low and inside. 10-6, Fort Smith. Majors will play Piedmont next week. Pickoff try to first base, and back in time goes Marino. In the top of the ninth, Fort Smith will have their 9-1 and 2 batters. Ryan Reeves, Kenner Brazier, and Brock Thibodeau. 1-0 on its way to Hopkins. He lifts this a mile high into the air over to first. Seth Key, the catcher, right there to corral it for the third out of the eighth inning. No runs, a hit in that inning for the majors. No errors. They do leave a man on base, and they still trail the Fort Smith Sportsmen 10-6 heading to the ninth. This is Enid Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Buying a new home or refinancing the home you have is easier when Security National Bank of Enid is on your side. Security National Bank offers full lending services to help you begin the dream of home ownership. It is best if you pre-qualify your loan. That way you know your buying power before you start looking. But we also know sometimes you spot the home you want before you know if you have the money. And that's okay too. SNB is here to help you through the steps with quick local decisions. Security National Bank of Enid, an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Welcome back to Hilarious Hashtags, brought to you by Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment and Echo Power.
Tried to get a part for my edger from the store where I bought it. Guy tried to sell me a new one. Hashtag, wish I would have went to Jack's.
Asked to look at trimmers. The guy asked me if I was planning on growing a beard. Hashtag, should have gone to Jack's.
At Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment, we sell and service reliable equipment that lasts for years. With reliable brands like Echo, Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment, at 1321 North Van Buren in Enid. Come here first. You won't regret it.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
Majors were briefly tied with Fort Smith Sportsmen after four innings at two runs apiece, but then Fort Smith turned the tables in the fifth, getting four runs in that inning and also four in the seventh. They lead the Majors 10-6 going to the ninth inning. Trying to get some insurance runs here, Ryan Reeves is 1-for-4 with a run scored, and he looks at a strike from Brandon Kuntz. Kuntz finished off the seventh inning, got the final two outs there, and then got through the eighth, the 0-1. Low and outside, ball one. Garrett Dehas, in a start as a pitcher, gave up six runs, and Freeze allowed four. Justin Freeze threw 2 1/3 innings of relief, the 1-1. And on the inside corner, one ball, two strikes. Enid baseball coach Brad Gore in attendance. He's getting ready for his team to play Bartlesville. So he's over there with his wife Dana behind the Majors dugout, chatting it up with Majors coach Chris Jensen's wife Kelly. Pitch high, ball two, 2-2 the count. So in the bottom of the ninth, the last hope for the Majors, it will be Matt Connerly, E.J. Taylor, and Keaton Jones, the 2-2. Strike three looking on the outside corner. That was borderline, but I think it was in the strike zone enough for it to be a K.
Yeah, that was a good pitch on the outer half. It was an inch or two off, but Logan Rutledge framed it pretty darn well, yeah. Though, John. That's what I think sold it there was the frame job.
Kenner Brazier is 3-for-5, though. The two runs scored in an RBI, and Brandon Kuntz rifles that one too far inside for ball one. One out, top of the ninth, 10-6 Fort Smith. Second pitch, belts it into left, that's heading towards the gap, and it's going to land right in between Masters and Marino and roll to the wall. Marino picks it up, heaves it back into the relay man, Lakin Young. That is a triple, a stand-up triple at that for Kenner Brazier. You can see every bit why he is the leadoff man. He was 1-for-3 with two walks against the Plainsmen earlier today. And in this game against the Majors, he is 4-for-6 now. And Brock Thibodeau coming up to the dish. He is 1-for-4 with two runs scored and a walk as well. For the Fort Smith Arkansas team, that's their 13th hit as well, ball one.
Feels like we've seen a lot of triples.
Yeah, you're right. It's been interesting. A lot of extra base hits in this game, 1-0. Strike from Brandon, one ball, one strike.
Which a triple you might not see in a couple of games. We've seen, I think, three this game so far.
One from Kenner Brazier. That one will get past E.J. Taylor into right for a base hit to score Brazier from third, and Brock Thibodeau with another RBI, his second of the night. Now and it's 11-6, Fort Smith. Ryan Daggs, who has gone from first base to second, is 2-for-5 in this game with a run scored. Pitch to him from Kuntz. High and away, ball one. The Enid Plainsman baseball team starting to make their way over towards the dugout. And that one gets through the legs of Rutledge to the wall. And over towards second base goes Brock Thibodeau. So once again, this Fort Smith team showing exactly why they are as difficult as they are. As they continue to just pour it on. Make the majors work for everything. And again, it's an odd-numbered inning. The odd-numbered innings have been the problem. That pitch ripped on and missed by Ryan Daggs to make the count 2-2. After Daggs, it's Daniel DeMondesert. What a name. Just can't get over how awesome that name is. 2-1. Flies it down the right field line. Just foul. As it stays to the right of that white line. 2-2. So here's the majors. Here are the majors' numbers coming up in the bottom of the ninth. They're 3, 4, and 5 hitters of Matt Connerly, E.J. Taylor, and Keaton Jones. Connerly is 1-for-3 with a walk, a run scored, an RBI. Taylor 2-for-4 with an RBI, a run scored. And Keaton Jones is 0-for-3 with a hit by pitch. That's who we'll see in the bottom half of this inning. 2-2 to Daggs. Chops it over to third. Glove by Keaton Jones, who tags out the runner, throws to first and gets him. Nice play by Keaton Jones, tagging out Thibodeau, and throws out Ryan Daggs to complete the double play. A run, two hits with no errors, and nobody left on for Fort Smith that time. Last chance for the majors in the bottom of the ninth. Fort Smith 11, the Enid Majors 6. This is Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Nobody does trucks better than Northcutt Chevrolet Buick in Enid. Northcutt is your commercial truck headquarters in the state of Oklahoma, and they are Northwest Oklahoma's only Chevrolet business elite dealer. They've got them all with the best selection of chassis cabs, crew cabs, commercial vans, flatbeds, auto cranes, and service body trucks. If you need a tough truck for a big job, your first stop needs to be Northcutt, where you can take a look at the all-new 2017 Chevy Silverado. You'll find a courteous sales staff with over 175 years of experience that will go above and beyond to help you find the right vehicle. Call 800-749-9536 today or go to northcuttauto.com to see their entire inventory online. Right now, get 2016 model year closeout pricing. Save thousands with huge discounts and big rebates. One-stop shopping for all your vehicle needs with easy finance terms, great selection, and the best prices. Northcutt Chevrolet Buick in Enid, your shortcut to a great deal.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
Well, last chance for him in this nine-inning affair. As far as we know at this point, the only nine-inning game that's been on the Enid Majors schedule this year. Going to go back to playing seven innings starting tomorrow when the Majors play Fort Smith again in a rematch at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Then at 7 o'clock in the evening, we will see the Majors take on the Bartlesville Engines, and then they'll play Bartlesville again on Sunday at 1. That'll complete the weekend. We'll also join KWON Radio in Bartlesville. They're going to pick up our feed for the Bartlesville game, so glad to team up with our friends in Bartlesville. Matt Connerly leads off the bottom of the ninth and sees ball one whiz by him from Bradley Cronister. So Seth Key, the starter for the Fort Smith team, in line to get the win. The 1-0 whiz is outside, 2-0. Connerly is 1-for-3 with that run scored and a walk and an RBI. So you got the meat of your order, 3, 4, 5 batters coming up. And Connerly hits it foul, almost hits E.J. Taylor in the on-deck circle in the process, but he is able to avoid getting hit, and it's 2-2.
John, I was just thinking, do you think this could be the 3-4 hole for the NOC Jets in the future?
Probably might be. 2-1, and Connerly drives it into center. That is going to get by Kenner Brazier, and off the wall. Connerly's going to head to second. I think he'll have to stop there, and he does. But a leadoff double for the NOC Enid Jet. And I think you're right, Brady. I think you might see him and E.J. Taylor bat fourth. Of course, Radon Leighton's going to have to work around a few things. He's got some pretty talented freshmen coming back over there. But I think E.J. Taylor's making a pretty powerful statement about that. Taylor's had a good couple of nights here. And his dad, who has been taking cell phone video every time he's been up to bat, he's gotten some pretty good stuff to watch, especially Wednesday night, where he hit two home runs.
He sure has. He really has. He's been swinging it really well.
Those will be some really good keepsakes for family Christmases. Taylor with a check swing, and it is down and away for ball one. 11-6, Fort Smith, Arkansas, ahead of the Enid Majors. Majors trying to prolong the game here, down five. They've got their leadoff man on second. 1-0, and he ripped and missed, 1-1. 17 combined runs, 24 combined hits. We have also seen four combined errors. A lot of stuff happening. He even had a solo home run, 1-1 pitch, blocked behind home plate by the catcher, Daniel DeMondesert. Of course, Fort Smith trying to get as much out of these 2 days as possible. That's why they're scheduled to play four games, these two today. Already with a 7-0 win over the Enid Plainsmen. Then this game, then they got two tomorrow against Bartlesville and the Enid Majors. 2-1. Gets past the catcher, DeMondesert. And on the wild pitch, that moves Matt Connerly over to third base. And the count is 3-1 to EJ, which maybe with first base open, you just say, let's let him walk. How about that?
Yeah.
How about we don't try to...
But, EJ, you know, up five.
Up five, though, you give up a hit. Yeah. Not the worst thing in the world. And it is a strike. But again, you had to wait for the umpire to make his strike call, which took an awfully long time.
And you know that catcher's going to hold his frame until he calls that strike.
3-2. And Taylor ripped and missed. Bradley Cronister with a nice... off-speed pitch there to get EJ.
Now batting number 11, Keaton Jones.
So Cronister came in to start the seventh. He has two strikeouts. He's given up four hits in relief, but still, a pretty good job. Strike thrown to Keaton Jones. Seth Key before him. Ended up giving up six hits and six runs. Count evens up. One ball, one strike. Like to get to Clayton Masters here. On third, it's Connerly. Fastball inside, ball two. Masters 2-for-4 with two runs batted in. Then you have Logan Rutledge. It'd also be nice to get Lakin Young up in this inning, given what he's done tonight. 1-for-4 with two runs batted in. 11-6. Fort Smith leads it. On third base, it's Connerly. 2-1. And Jones makes contact but fouls the ball off just barely behind home plate. And then the ball got kicked around by the catcher, DeMondesert. He didn't know where the ball was. Then felt it bouncing off his shoe. 2-2 on its way. And he bloops it foul back out into the street. So, good job by Jones to stay alive here. Keaton Jones came into this game batting .333. But on the summer, he is now 6-13. Actually, check that, 2-for-9. I was looking at the at-bat column instead of the plate appearance column. But he is battling well here, making life difficult on Bradley Cronister. And he rips it high in the air, foul ground, going after it is the catcher, Daniel DeMondesert, and it stays in the park enough for him to catch it right by the Fort Smith on-deck circle for the second out. Clayton Masters, it's all up to him to try to keep this game going.
Masters.
Clayton's had a good night, though. 2-for-4 with two runs batted in. He has two runs batted in, so does Young, and then the other two, one apiece each for Matt Connerly and E.J. Taylor. High, ball one. Majors have lost five in a row. This would be their sixth if they lose in this one. But a lot of baseball, a lot of chances for them. They still have three games left in the weekend, and then a lot of baseball left until June is over, the 1-0 pitch. And Masters hits it high in the air to center. He's about to slam his bat down in anger. It's caught in center field by Kenner Brazier. And the Enid Majors drop a high-scoring, hard-fought contest against the Fort Smith Sportsmen tonight. They lose 11-6 in a 9-inning game. In that final inning for the Majors, no runs, a hit, no errors. They do leave a man on base. And they drop to 10-13 on the season. And they will play Fort Smith in a rematch tomorrow at 3 and then play the Bartlesville Engines at 7. Brady and I will put a wrap on this one when we come back in just a moment. You're listening to Enid Majors Baseball from CTB Sports.
We at Lincoln and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship for the broadcast of this ballgame. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniker Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniker Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
I'm John Bowers, and for 80 years now, Messer Bowers Insurance has been helping families and business owners by tailoring the right insurance products to fit the individual needs of each policyholder and providing the service to back it up. In that time, we've worked with thousands of business owners to set up insurance programs that help make them grow and prosper. The right insurance program really is an important part of any business. If you're a business owner or if you're thinking of starting a new business, put our experience to work for you. Messer Bowers Insurance, 80 years strong, 233-1442.
While the kids play, let Baymont Inn and Suites take you away on your next Enid's Day. Games at David Allen Ballpark, business brings you to town, or are you just passing through? Count on Baymont Inn and Suites making you feel at home. Convenient to the ballpark, shopping and dining with an indoor pool, fitness center, complimentary hot breakfast, and free Wi-Fi, Baymont Inn is pet-friendly with friendly folks to make your stay satisfactory. Baymont Inn and Suites, 3614 West Garriott in Enid. Call 580-234-6800 or go to baymontinn.com.
Sin. It's not just doing bad things, it's a broken relationship with God the Father. You and I have both sinned and fall short of God's glory. We are the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We won't make you rich or promise a perfect life, nor heal your bruised inner child, but we will show you the real Jesus, the Son of God in flesh, who paid for the world's sins on the cross. Yours too. In Him you have peace with God. To find out more, check the Yellow Pages for a Lutheran church near you.
We're here to help your ag business keep growing. Farm Credit of Enid offers you lease options that make good financial sense. When you lease buildings or equipment like combines, tractors, or irrigation systems, you get tax advantages at competitive terms. Talk to our ag business specialists and lease where you get the most. Farm Credit of Enid.
Have you seen Bob and Janice yet?
The Bickersons? We'll hear them before we see them. I wonder what they'll argue about tonight.
Oh, there they are.
Are they smiling?
Hi, ladies. Janice, dear, can I take your coat?
Oh, thank you, handsome.
You two are acting like newlyweds.
I know. What's your secret? A book? Therapy? Electroshock?
We are in therapy. Every night in our backyard.
Your backyard?
In our new hot spring spa, yeah. Stress and tension melt away. And it's a great place for Bob and I to talk and reconnect. Just the two of us.
Wow, you two will be the talk of the party.
I doubt it. We don't plan on staying long.
Marriage counselor? Liquid therapy? Private rendezvous? What will a hot spring spa be for you?
Get into a hot spring spa at Oakwood Pool and Spa, 929 South Oakwood in Enid. Find them on the web at oakwoodpool.com.
You've caught Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
Well, a rough outing for the Enid Majors. They have now lost six games in a row, falling to 10-13 on the season. The Fort Smith Sportsmen get them in game one of their two-game battle this weekend. And it first game was in favor of Fort Smith by a score of 11-6. This was a game that was scoreless for the first two innings, and Fort Smith got two runs in the third. Majors answered back with two runs in the bottom of the fourth to tie the game. But then Fort Smith broke it open, first with a solo home run by Ryan Daggs to lead off the fifth inning. Three more subsequent runs came home to score after that to make it 6-2, Fort Smith. Majors rallied to get two in the bottom of the fifth, but then four runs in the top of the seventh for Fort Smith. Two more runs back in the bottom of the seventh for the Majors, but in the end it was not enough. Even the Sportsmen were able to get an insurance run in the top of the ninth, and that made it 11-6, which would go on to be the final score. Let's do the pitching numbers first. The winning pitcher for the Fort Smith Sportsmen was Seth Key. He went six innings. He gave up six hits, six runs, four of which were earned. He had three walks and five strikeouts. He hit one batter and threw one wild pitch. Bradley Cronister then came on in relief and threw three innings of relief work, gave up four hits, no runs, no walks, two strikeouts, did not hit a batter, and did not throw a wild pitch. For the Enid Majors, the losing pitcher was Garrett Dehas. He pitched the first four-plus innings, allowed six hits, six runs, five of which were earned. He had five walks, three strikeouts, no hit batters, but he did have one wild pitch. Justin Fries then pitched the next two and a third innings. He gave up five hits, four runs, four of which were earned. He had two walks, one strikeout. And Brandon Kuntz pitched the final two and two-thirds innings. He allowed three hits, one run. It was an earned run. No walks, three strikeouts. The hitting numbers first for the Enid Majors in the losing effort. Six runs, 10 hits, two errors. They left nine men on base. Seth Graves was 1-for-4 with a run scored and a walk. Matt Hopkins was 0-for-5 with two runs scored. Matt Connerly was 2-for-4 with a walk, a run scored, and an RBI. E.J. Taylor was 2-for-5 with a run scored and an RBI. Keaton Jones was 0-for-4 with a hit by pitch. Clayton Masters was 2-for-5 with two runs batted in. Logan Rutledge was 0-for-3 with a walk and a run scored. Lakin Young was 1-for-4 with two runs batted in. Ben Marino was 2-for-4. For the Fort Smith Sportsmen, Kenner Brazier was 4-for-6 with an RBI, three runs scored. Man, what a night that was for the leadoff hitter. Brock Thibodeau, 2-for-5 with two RBIs, two runs scored and a walk. Ryan Daggs, 2-for-6 with a run scored and two RBI. Daniel DeMondesert, 0-for-3, two walks, a run scored, two runs batted in, both on sac flies. Garrett Carter, 2-for-5 with a run scored. Bradley Cronister, 1-for-4 with a run scored, an RBI and a walk. Jake Melton, 1-for-3 with two walks and a run scored. Ethan Rouser, 1-for-4 with a walk and an RBI. Ryan Reeves, 1-for-5 with a run scored. In total, Fort Smith had 11 runs on 14 hits, two errors. They left nine men on base. Majors will play the Fort Smith Sportsmen again tomorrow at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then they'll play the Bartlesville Engines at 7 o'clock in the evening. And we'll have both games for you right here on 1390 KCRC. We'll also come to you on the web as well, ctvsports.com, and on the free CTV Sports app for your mobile device. Huge thanks goes out to Lewis Foster, our producer-engineer, also to Ricky Rogo for getting us started back there as well. Up here in the booth, big thanks to Brady Kokajon, my color analyst, and also public address announcer Ryan Diamond at David Allen Ballpark. Big thanks to all those folks, and we'll talk to you tomorrow at David Allen Ballpark. Game time at 3 o'clock. We'll go on the air about 2:45 when the Majors play Fort Smith in a rematch. That comes your way tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in tonight, everybody. Have a safe Friday night. Your final score for the final time, Fort Smith Sportsman 11, the Enid Majors 6. You've been listening to Enid Majors Baseball from CTB Sports.
You've been listening to Enid Majors Baseball on 1390 KCRC.
Enid Majors Baseball has been brought to you by Henniger Henson Funeral Home, Messer Bowers Insurance, Stevens Ford, Baymont Inn and Suites, Jansen GMC, Kuntz Roofing, Interstate All Battery Center of Enid, Godfather's Pizza, the Bank of Kremlin, Ladisaw Evans Funeral Home, Rick's Pharmacy, and the Bike Shop.
Join us next time for more Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
Hey, Jim Rome here. I talk to the biggest names in sports every day, and they are all right here on your home for the jungle, CTV Sports Radio, 1390 KCRC.
We now interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this special presentation from Chisholm Trail Broadcasting Sports.
Along with Mike Shannon, I'm John Rooney. Jim Jackson is our producer-engineer.
I have some more news for you.
Oh, good. The one-strike pitch with two outs. Low, 1-1.
Monday, June the 13th, which is really Monday, June the 12th. That's what it says there, so I'm not going to argue. I'm just going to tell you on Monday the 12th, we get the double bobblehead. It's going to be the 26th. Well, then I'm not reading it. The 26th, huh? I think it's the makeup game, Jim.
Here's a swing and a high fly ball to right. And coming on, the right fielder Polanco makes the play, retiring his counterpart, Stephen Piscotty. Now I'm all confused.
Well, I'm going to tell you when you come back. I got it straight now.
Please. We're going to the fourth inning. The Cardinals lead the Pirates 2-1.
There's nothing like a good backup plan. If you have a life insurance policy at work, you may already have one. But what if they decide to discontinue it? Talk to a shelter insurance agent. They'll help show you how to provide a safety net for your loved ones, or set up a policy that builds cash value, or how to leave a legacy to a charity or institution that's played a special part in your life. Learn what life insurance can do for you. Find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Looping thrill rides, underground adventures, animal encounters, three-story slides, or splash-tastic water parks. St. Louis is your destination for family fun that won't break the bank with the free Family Attractions Card. Go to FamilyAttractionsCard.com to print discounts for the Magic House, Grants Farm, Merrimack Cavern, St. Louis Cardinals, Drury Hotels, and more. The Family Attractions Card is also available at Schnucks, Shop and Save, or Deerbergs. Follow Family Attractions Card on Facebook for ticket giveaways.
Keep your eye on the ball, sweetie.
Hey, do you think the kids would want apple or orange juice after the game?
Why are you looking at juices on your phone?
I'm ordering online delivery from Schnucks.
Schnucks delivers?
They do now. I go online, pick out what I want, and they do the shopping for me.
Wow, that's so easy.
Plus, Schnucks delivers anywhere. At home, at work, even at the Little League field. So we don't have to miss a thing.
Schnucks now delivers fresh groceries and can be at your door in as little as 1 hour. You order, we shop, we deliver. Sign up at SchnucksDelivers.com.
In the bullpen with Central Bank and the birds on the bat.
There's something you should expect when you play the Cardinals.
What's that?
You're gonna see red.
Yeah.
Make them see red with free Cardinals checking. Sign up and score an exclusive 1982 Cardinals championship jersey, two game tickets, and more. Visit CardinalsChecking.com or stop by any Central Bank location.
Central Bank.
The hometown bank of the St. Louis Cardinals.
Restrictions apply. One offer per household. Incentive available while supplies last. See bank for details. Member FDIC.
1390 KCRC.
Gregory Polanco fouled out in a very fast 1-2-3 first inning against Adam Wainwright.
I have it right from the double bobblehead's mouth.
Here's the pitch to Polanco, taken high for a ball. Please enlighten us.
Which one? I'm not telling. Carlos Martinez and Matt Carpenter, double bobblehead. It's going to be this Monday when we have that makeup game.
The 3:15 game.
That's correct. And it's sponsored by SM Health Cardinals Glennon Children's Hospital.
Which is very near and dear to our hearts,
that
Mike.
That is correct. I've got my bracelet on. I've
yes,
had it
you
on
do.
Since spring training. I haven't taken it off.
One ball, one strike.
We need you folks to...
We're narrowing down the states.
Yeah.
The 1-1. A swing and a drive hit well. Right center field. Piscotty moves to his right. Makes the catch just over his head. Polanco scorched one, but lines out to Piscotty. Here's David Freeze. Well, I see that David is still selling the square beyond compare here
yeah.
in St. Louis.
Heights. I like that commercial.
Demos Pizza.
He said somebody brought him back. The other team brought him back. That's it. Demos team. Good brand. He's a great guy. Boy, what a nice handy guy when he came up the first
you
time.
You bet. Out of Lafayette High School. The pitch to David Fries, low and away.
They'll never forget that home run, but I'll never forget the triple.
The triple.
That's the one that broke their back. That triple he hit over the right fielder's head.
And then he dropped that home run on the batter's eye in center field.
Yeah.
What a night. The pitch, outside a ball.
And congratulations to him, too. Now he's a married man.
Congratulations, David.
That's wonderful.
David holds the bat right down on the knob. A ground out to Jed Jerko the first time up. The pitch from Wainwright. Up and in. 3 balls, no strikes.
He doesn't do very well getting out of the way. So if you want to throw at him, you're going to hit him. I can guarantee you that.
Back in the box. He'll swing if he likes it on 3-0. The pitch by Wainwright. That's outside. Ball four. A one-out walk. David Fries is on for Josh Bell.
Tell you what, he came in 3-for-5 against Adam Wainwright.
Now he's 3-for-6 with a walk and a strikeout. Sunday, July 2nd, 30,000 fans, 16 and older, will receive the Patriotic Cowboy Hat, courtesy of Brown and Crouppen Law Firm. Monday, July 3rd, watch a dazzling fireworks display presented by Cooper Tires. Tuesday, July the 4th, 30,000 fans and kids will be sporting...
Is that cowboy?
That cowboy hat's back there. Patriotic Cardinals socks, compliments
there,
of Coca-Cola
gone.
And Powerade.
It took it already.
Here's a foul by Bell. Well, it was back there last time I saw.
Yeah, right.
Tickets are cardinals.com/promotions.
We'd like to, you know, what we ought to do is throw that over and let one of the fans have it in a little pregame show. There it is. It's a good picture of it. Boy, it's got stars and stripes and STL and red on it.
Now the pitch, a jam shot past the mound to the second baseman, DeYoung. His play is at first, and he throws it away and into the dugout. Runners go to second and third. He took a look to second, thinking about the force out on Fries, got caught in between, and then threw the ball past Carpenter for an E4.
Then, to add insult to injury, the darn thing went in the dugout. It hits the screen. It would have just been first and second. Instead, now it's second and third. But to be fair to the rookie, the first baseman was all set with his right leg on the base instead of having both legs where he could shift. I mean, you know, everybody says, well, it's easy to play first base. My eye, it's easy to play.
As George Brett, he made the move from third over to first base. And
it's tough.
Quite an adjustment period.
And you see a good one, boy, I tell you, it's nice.
Here's a strike into Andrew McCutcheon.
But, you know, when you're around that bag, you have your left foot on the left side of the bag, your right on the other side, and then whichever way the throw comes, then you shift. In that case, he didn't have time to shift because he was only about 20 feet away from him.
One strike, second and third, one out. The pitch by Wainwright, inside a ball. Errors turned the day for the Cardinals yesterday. An error in left field led to a couple of runs late. DeYoung and Diaz made errors in the middle infield earlier.
We've got two fantastic defensive plays already in this game, one by the first baseman, one by the center fielder.
And Paul just got caught in between and made a hurried throw. Here's a swing and a foul. That goes out of play off to the right, 1-2. And here's where Wainwright could use a strikeout. McCutcheon is 17 out of 58 against Wainwright. 2 homers, 8 RBIs, and 13 strikeouts. David Fries over at third.
Guessing game between these two.
Fries has reached base safely in all 14 games he has started against the Cardinals. He's the tying run. The pitch. McCutcheon grounds it up the middle. DeYoung gets to it. A run scores. The throw gets McCutcheon at first base. Fries crosses, tying the game. Bell goes to third. 2 outs.
So the error hurts.
McCutchen gets an RBI by hitting the ball up the middle. That's his RBI number 44 for Andrew McCutchen. Bell goes to third base. He's the go-ahead run.
Boy, those walks, they come back to haunt you.
Walks and then an error after the base on balls. The walk is scored. The error now is represented over third base. The pitch taken for a strike, belt high. Jordy Mercer hit a line drive right center field. Tommy Pham left his feet, made a great catch. One strike with two away. Middle infielders play deep. The outfielders are straight away for the right-handed batting shortstop, who checks his swing and takes a curveball outside.